Jittery around dildos, dude.
No, the show will never start.
I hit him with it.
I've already pressed record, actually.
Oh, really?
you know a crackhead when he starts, you know, trembling with the crack? I do that with dildos.
I thought you do that with dick.
No, I beat him with both.
You beat him with in the butthole with both. With both the real one.
You know when a doggy poops on the carpet, you got to hit him on the nose. Like he, I do that.
Rod doesn't learn though. He opens his mouth.
No.
Hit me in the mouth. Hit me in the mouth. Hit me on the chin.
And here we are, the Danger Hour. We've been, I secretly pressed record to throw these guys off. But no, look, they didn't know we were recording. This is how they are, all right?
They're always.
I guess. I don't know them, but I'll take the word for it.
And like, you guys shrug like you really.
All right, let me describe what these guys are doing right now. First of all, they come in with a. Not even like a 750. They come up with a handle of gin. All right, a handle of gin. That's a lot of gin, and they each have their cup of gin sitting next to them. And Lito and I had to, we had to deny, very humbly. And
If anybody knows them, they're usually double fisting anyways. If it's not two drinks, then it's, you know, one drink.
Cocks.
Yeah, yes. One drink, one ass, one cock, whatever.
At least one fist in an ass, yeah, and exactly. Then jacking off something.
And
else,
it's usually each other.
Yeah.
So everyone knows that you guys are always alcoholics. Yeah. Let's just say. Mm.
Mm-hmm. No. Alcoholics go to meetings, my friend. I'm a drunk.
Yes. I've not gone to a goddamn meeting about
But are you alcohol. Functional alcoholic? That's the question.
Hells yeah.
Yeah? No?
I don't even know what that means.
It means you hold down your job, right? Even though you fucking
dude.
You throw up.
So you're functioning.
I'm a chef, dude. I mean, I throw up on the side, but I smell the food and I fucking run.
No need to wash your hands, right? No need to wash your hands when you're puking on the side when you're cooking, right?
I don't believe in washing my hands. Fuck that. Wasting water, man.
Holy Who cares
shit.
About that shit, right? Yeah. And at the restaurants, you always have that sign, huh? Please wash your hands thoroughly. Use soap. And count to 30, what the fuck it says, right?
Yeah,
but you don't do that, do you?
Employees must wash hands.
Imagine washing your hands for 30 goddamn fucking seconds. How much fucking water are you wasting? Are you fucking kidding me?
No, people in Ethiopia don't have that
kind
of water.
They don't even wash their hands. And they fucking... The people in those countries don't even wash their hands, and they get by just
or
fine.
Butts.
Or butts.
Yeah, all there is malaria and whatnot. Exactly. Who cares, right?
their life expectancy is only at 27, but I mean, as long as they're saving water for the rest of the country.
Well, yeah, we need our water.
But you know, you don't strike me as a guy that would wash his hands, I gotta tell you. I mean, I hope I don't offend you, but...
No, not at all, dude.
Yeah, you don't seem like that.
I don't really get offended.
He's like, I don't get offended at the truth. Okay.
All right, and here we go with the... I guess we should start the show now.
Wait, do we start? Is that part of it?
I never pay attention to stuff. That's just not...
And I am your fearless leader, your commander-in-chief. God, if you will, to some of you. Only a few of you. I am James, the dangerous one, Enriquez. And to my left, as always, the very boyish... The cute, boyish good looks, I'll say. Right?
Yeah. Every time he gets drunk, his
eyes twinkle.
They always twinkle. But
that's
his
true.
Cheeks
yeah.
get really, really red. Like
I've noticed that.
Like a schoolgirl.
Like a pinkish hue, right?
Yeah, yeah. It gets really red.
Oh, thank you, guys.
And the guy that's getting pinker by the second is the boy wonder sidekick himself. Miguel Pink Cheeks Lito Ramirez.
Pink Cheeks. Hello, Dangerinos.
All right, and you know what? I forgive me. I don't know which one is which. I'm going to guess
okay.
The guy next to Leto is Paulo?
Yes. Yes, sir.
You know what? I knew a guy named Paulo one time, and I didn't like him.
I get that a lot.
Doesn't mean I don't like you, but...
That is a fucking story.
Those Italian girls that we picked up at the Chili's.
This guy was like fucking straight on Italian, and he had the accent. I worked with him my first job ever.
Maybe they knew each other.
At Sam's Club. His name was Paolo.
Well, Italy is a boot. So.
And you and he would talk, how are you doing, James? What's going on today? I'm like, oh. Did I sound French right there? I think I sounded French,
yeah,
right?
But is it the same thing?
I don't know. I think
it was kind of like a scumbag slime ball.
French and Italian.
Sounded Asian to me.
No,
I don't
know. They're all in that type
of world. Same part of the world.
They're not American, so they must be the same. Ducker, ducker. Ducker nerves.
Isn't that fucked up how if someone with a name... you know, it pisses you off or rubs you the wrong way. You meet someone else with the same name and you can't... Yeah. Like, it's like, oh, that guy. That fucking...
I've never met anybody with my same name, ever.
Honestly...
Oh, yeah, like, this Emilio, like, the second guy, I know.
Yeah, because I remember even telling Felipe, like, when I first started hanging around with the family at the houses, he, like, you know, after, like, 2 weeks, he's like, hey, Felipe Feo, hey, you, my brother's name, it's not Pablo, it's Paulo. I'm like... Fucking asshole, you tell me this after like 2 weeks, this guy's like probably like hating me and shit every time I say
you know,
his name. But
I get that all the time, and I don't like correcting people because I don't want to sound like it. Call me whatever you want. I don't give a fuck, man.
Yeah, you become come off as a pretentious asshole.
Yeah.
Excuse me, my name's is Apollo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
there's no blow, but I will if you want.
I don't need you to know my name for me to fuck you. I mean, that's just that's a rule.
Guy or girl.
And it's going
guy
down.
Or girl.
And it has only begun. My point was that guy Paulo was a real like a slimy scumbaggy dude, and he was a weasel, I'd say, and even people like, you know, I wanted to name my kid whatever, dude, we'll say Brian. Oh, but I hated this guy named Brian in school, and I fucking hated him, so I can't name him Brian. Isn't that weird how a name will fuck your life over like that?
I get that, but isn't it funny on because I was thinking about this like on a different show to talk about, and it's funny that we finally bring it up. Isn't it funny, get this, on the other hand, when you're watching a movie and somebody has the same name as, like, somebody else in a room and like, they're all like, oh, they said Miguel, or...
What?
Right? You're watching a movie and like one of the fucking one of the characters in the movie has the same name as you,
right?
And everyone's like, oh, dude, like they start acting all retarded.
I never experienced that.
I encountered that in Godfather Part 2.
Yeah, there we go.
Godfather Part 2 at the beginning, and in Friends. When Rachel was dating that Italian guy.
You were with the jugs?
Hey, don't judge me. Don't act like you never fucking seen that goddamn show.
That's the one with the
His
nose.
Name was Paolo. She called him Paolo, huh?
Yeah.
She pretty whited it up. Wait, how do you say your name?
Paolo.
What?
Paolo.
Paolo. Wow, look at that. That's pretty sexy, right? Whoa. Say it again, one more time. Lean closer to the mic and say it. Shh, everyone be quiet. Everyone be quiet. Say it slowly and enunciate, you know, everything.
Get your balls out of my face, Rod. Paolo.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
I think we all just ejaculated, you know, at the same time.
You don't have to fucking take a break, dude, because we all have to clean up.
If I had to say this, if my penis was 1 inch bigger, I would have had a boner.
You'd have 2 inches of dangling period.
He's got an innie right now.
Dude, it's never taken this long to introduce people. And so, no, I'm not complaining. I just, I think it's funny.
We haven't told you the story about this guy's name.
No, we'll get to all that shit. Right. His name is Paolo, right? Is that right?
Did I say
it
right? Yeah.
Paolo.
Wait. Say it.
Paolo.
My winner moved, yes. Yeah. Yes, that's correct.
And his last name is Gonzalez, right? Is that right? Gonzalez. Yeah. Is that how you say that?
Wait.
Is it Paolo? Gonzalez, is that
right?
No. Oh, is it Paolo Gonzalez?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, like
yeah.
That. Like
okay.
Doesn't that sound like I should be like a fucking movie star, like a Hollywood?
No, not at all. Anyways, and the last guy here,
maybe a gay porn actor. Yes.
The last guy here, very bearded, very bearded.
You should see his back.
I'm gonna say Rodrigo. Is it? Hold on. Let me see if I can get this one right. I'm gonna do the whole same thing with Paolo. Rodrigo Pedraza.
Is that got right? A boner.
No. Oh, it's wrong?
No, I mean, you got it right, but I just didn't get a boner.
Oh, no boner.
I got a boner. I mean, I can't get a boner.
You know what? This is a first in Danger History. You have a name that I also hate from a guy. Name, Rigo, not Rodrigo. Maybe that was his name, right? They call him Rigo. I fucking hated this guy. And Peter, who's been on the show, he'll back me up on this one. This guy was not cool.
Was he not a good kisser?
No, he
I
wasn't.
Think, I was going to go with that. I was going to go with that,
He bit a lot. That's all I'm saying.
It's not for everybody. It's not for everybody.
That's true.
Sometimes
that's true.
On the knob, it's okay.
No.
A bite or a nibble?
Here's my question to you, Lito. How do we know these guys?
All right. So I know these guys, you know, being best friends with Fail. This is Fail's younger brother, as you can, everybody fucking can tell. You know, look alike in similar ways. I mean, funny story, like I tell everybody, you know, as they fucking tap ears with each other like gays. What was it?
We tap wieners usually. Yeah, when we're doing it for radio.
How many years younger are you than us? Three, right? So what, you were a freshman when we were sophomore, junior?
Yes.
Right? So like, I remember telling Felipe one day, I'm like, dude, fucking, there's this kid that looks exactly like you. And then he's like, what are you talking about? Like, you know, Felipe's like, what?
Flanders?
Wait, but first he pulled the wiener out of his mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
He's off
the Felipe, I know.
Who, where?
Who are you talking about? Hold on.
So what? As I'm saying that, this guy's like walking over. He's all of that guy. He's my brother.
So does he talk like fucking he's from Alabama or some shit? What the fuck was that?
Like, he sounded like Defector right now. Oh, that guy's my brother.
He's my brother.
He sounds like he's on like Teen Mom 2 and shit. What the fuck was that?
I don't know. He could be a hillbilly. I don't know. Well, either way, for the sake of the story, that's how I know this guy. A couple years later, we start hanging out again after high school. This guy, he's a year younger than us in high school.
Probably. You can't see who you're pointing on radio.
Okay,
land.
Well, with Rod, this guy right here, this guy.
Are
right
you talking
here.
About the guitar right there, or
this guy, this gay?
Maybe the beer bottle.
I guess we went to the same high school. I thought he was a teacher because he still had a beard back then. But you know, it was
he shaved.
It was all good times. It was just, you know, we started hanging out. We'd start drinking that everywhere, and cool. You know, we've had many drunk spectaculars yes, since then. So, that's how we know each other.
Rodrigo was just, you know, commenting on my Craftsman bottle opener, which is very fancy, by the way, and heavy as fuck.
I have to say, I'm the ADD. I just fucking say something.
Yeah, I'm not good about remembering things or like
dicks.
Stuff. Oh, you know, I'm pretty ADD too sometimes because I was saying you guys are drinking gin out of cups,
like, styrofoam cups.
Like a lot of gin out of styrofoam, fancy styrofoam cups, and you're also having 40s
at the same time.
Well, it tastes good.
And yours is what, a Budweiser? Rigo? You like Rod or do you like Rigo?
Rod.
Gay Rod.
Ro-Ro.
Oh, yeah. You look like a guy that likes Rod, right? Hey-o! Hey-o! All right.
As opposed to the guy who takes Rod?
So you're drinking Budweiser and you're drinking...
Magnum.
Barlo. You're drinking Magnum.
Yeah, I love
just
Magnum.
Like the condoms I wear, right?
like the condoms you buy.
Oh no, I wear Magnums. They're for midgets.
Hey, funny you say that. Yes. You know, Lito, he wears Magnums too, but in his butt.
those are usually what I spit out.
He can almost spit the whole thing in his ass.
The flavored ones. Right?
The flavored ones.
You know what that reminds me of? Like first of all, it reminds me of South Central and Compton, and secondly.
Tyrone?
No, Reggie. Oh. Yeah. He was good to me. This guy I knew, the same guy, I think I told the story one time, that he pushed me into the jacuzzi. Remember that story?
Yeah.
That same asshole from Wisconsin.
Like a bitch.
What are you guys wearing?
From Wisconsin.
I wasn't there.
Was he a two-piece?
You always. Said pushing into a fucking hot tub.
Two-piece, one in each hand. That's what I'm saying, right? Hey-o. It's 40 spitting funny. That's what I'm saying.
Never. So, I don't fucking spill.
So this guy was from Wisconsin, and he had a dream. I'm not fucking joking. Whenever time I hear, I see 40, especially this kind.
Whoa,
Magnum.
He's a black guy with a dream.
No. The last time that happened, he got shot. Right?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Sorry, Corey. Anyways,
Hey, I see.
Can I say this as a parental adversary? I'm not racist.
Yeah.
I hate everybody equally.
Thank you.
Everybody, dude.
And one thing.
As we all do.
I want to say one thing, too. We're not mean people. We just like to make each other laugh. Like, right. I think that's just...
That's the disclaimer on all Danger Hours.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not mean. We're not, like, we don't hate people.
We don't hate you, but we will jab at you.
But we just violently like, we like to make each other laugh. Yeah. That's what we like to do.
My dick's in your ass.
It's, exactly. It's comedy, man.
There's a roofie in your drink.
Sorry. I dropped it in there on accident. Oh, well, I was aiming.
Anyway, this dickhead from Wisconsin... Whenever I see that kind of Ford, like a Magnum or a, what else the other, like the other urban
King
type?
Cobra.
Yeah, there you go. So every time I see shit like that, this guy had this dream, right? He's from Wisconsin, like I said. And he had this dream to go to like Compton and buy a 40 just to say he did it, you know, to go back home. I bought 40s at Compton. And he wanted to buy like every 40 they made, like in fucking California. So that's what I think of when I see that. I don't know.
Well, that idiot. This is actually made in Michigan. This is a Miller Lite.
it's Miller Lite.
Yeah, it's a Miller Lite product.
Is that right?
It's a Miller product. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right on. Okay,
and,
so
and now you know, and knowing's half the battle.
Oh yeah. Well,
I hear that quote so many.
Do it. Do it. What? Do it. Every time I say knowing's half the battle, you have to do it.
What?
G.I. Joe.
Ah, oh, those fucking PAs. Those are the shit, man. Fucking the one with the
don't run with scissors.
No,
and knowing's half the battle.
The one, no. I don't know if you guys saw the parody ones that they did online on. I don't know what the fuck that website was,
usually
man.
Usually when I'm online, it's either
parody Jaguar ones?
Material or
God damn.
Oh, the one. Oh, your website you like? ILoveDick.com. Is that right? Is that the one?
Well,
that's the one he owns.
That's why I can't say I like it because I own
can't be biased.
You know, I can't be biased.
He can't be biased.
So this is the guy I'm assuming is the hairy one you said?
Hello?
Yeah.
This guy doesn't even grow shit.
He says you have a lot of nicknames. Is that right?
Yeah, actually, I have a lot of nicknames. Yeah.
I want to hear like at least three.
All names.
Give me three good nicknames that you have.
Wait, we should probably have Paulo ask actually give the nicknames because
you know he's
a significant other. Let's just say that.
I would say Sasquatch is
the main one.
Yeah.
The main one. Asshole. The second one.
No, that's the literal one though.
Yeah, so, no, that's literal.
Yeah,
that's what they call him.
The asshole. Yeah,
and then
at least they call him, right?
No, you're going to hell. You're going to hell is probably the third nickname that he gets. Like that, like, I'm pretty sure he has an ID card.
That's not very good, though. How about, like, Hellbound or Hellboy or some shit like that,
right? No, I mean, he's...
It can't be cool? It's gotta be lame?
It's not lame. It's just it's the truth. It is what it is, you know?
But you can't call some, hey, you're going to hell. Come here. What the hell was that?
I mean, it happens.
You gotta work on that. Okay, what else you got?
All right, well, it's Rod... Roro, Sasquatch. Some of my family members call me Rigo.
Yeah.
Nipple dick.
Nipple dick comes a lot.
Do you really got a small dick? Be honest.
I mean, hey.
Yeah.
Who's judging?
This guy over here, I think. The guy raising his hand is, yeah. That's him.
They don't have cameras.
All right. Well, you know, I don't care.
It's not a video podcast.
I'll still welcome you graciously into my asshole. I mean, what?
We all right. Welcome.
He fucks on the first date.
Now let's get into the shit. Show already, you fuckheads.
Are we doing it?
First
show?
Of all, I got an update.
We haven't even started?
I have an update. No, right. We haven't started.
All right.
I have an update. Possibly. Lito, you might be excited for this.
He's pregnant?
No.
Is it blind?
No, we lost it.
Yeah.
We lost it. we don't talk about that.
Shut up. Moving on.
I might have a break in the Nazi neighbor case.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
It might be coming. You heard about this?
No,
you don't know what I'm talking about, do you? No, you don't. Sasquatch is fucking...
Okay. Lying to kick it.
Are you already drunk? You are drunk already, huh?
A little bit.
Wait. Hold on. Let me go. I'm kidding.
God
damn it. No, he's not.
Oh, yeah, that's not. We're not that drunk.
All right.
Where's that?
Let's just say, they were drinking
beer fest.
Yes.
Beer fest.
Beer fest.
We know beer fest. We're not that drunk.
We're not that drunk.
All I'm saying is possibly... Very possibly, I might be going to lunch with this guy tomorrow.
No fucking way.
To have German sausage with my wife and him.
He invited you over for German sausage.
We're going to have his German sausage. I mean, we're going to a restaurant.
Okay,
that's what we're doing.
Basically, in a general minute, this guy has a neighbor that's a an old ex-Nazi. And,
Holy shit. I gotta meet
We gotta hang out with this motherfucker. Are you kidding me?
Please. And he wants to pick his brain.
Your Slipknot t-shirt says it all. That's
And he wants to pick his brain. And it's funny because...
Yeah.
What does he tell your wife? He always invites his wife for German sausage.
Is he trying to fuck your wife or some shit?
When are we going for German sausage?
How old is he in the prison?
He's in his probably 70s, 80s. 78.
I don't know. I would love to sit down with this motherfucker and talk to
him. Well, that's what, I mean, if it happens, I'm not really sure because he basically is like, my wife is like on call for German sausage right now. Because he's going to, I'm going to call you the day before so we can go have some sausage. And so,
I guess your husband can come too.
If he can hold the camera. Yes.
But dude, if this happens, I gotta find a way to bring it up. You can't do that. You gotta think about this and plan it accordingly because you can't just come. Hey, so you're a Nazi, huh? You gotta like really think about the, you know, the right opening.
You have to smooth your way in.
Hey, yeah. What do you think about World War II?
Yeah.
No. I got this.
No, I think I already got it. Let me see if you're going along the same lines. I was gonna say, hey, you're from Germany, right? Yeah. Oh, what year did you come over here? And if he says, like, 50-something, so you were there during the war? And that's all I fucking need.
That's all you
need. Mine's is better.
Okay, yeah, let's hear it.
Sure. Give me a day and I'll grow, like, a full beard. And I'll walk by you guys.
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, look at that motherfucker right there.
What the fuck is that mean?
What does that mean?
Why? Are you confusing even me? I'm the guy that butt fucks you every night. What are you doing here?
I look like a Taliban. I'm sorry, I forgot to do that.
A Taliban? We're talking about the Nazis. You gotta hit everybody. It's a completely different
issue. Wait, let me get this straight.
Nazis hate everybody.
Let me get this straight. Hold on.
Jesus.
So you're going to grow all your facial hair out.
In a day.
And then in one day.
And I've seen it.
We have to arrange it that, you know, just by chance, we're standing outside together and you happen to walk by and I say, hey, look at that guy. And the guy goes, I was a Nazi. Right? That's what happens?
No, he's
That's your plan?
Automatically, he's going to start hating me because he hates the world.
So why do you got to grow your beard out? Just stand over there across the street with a Slipknot t-shirt.
Looking like a Mexican. Yeah. All right, my bad. I'll bring my lawnmower.
Nazis probably have more respect for the Taliban.
If he looks like a Mexican, he's not going to hate on you. He's going to tell you, hey, I need some yard work. Can you come over? Or hey, my fucking microwave doesn't work. Can you fix it? Or hey...
I just like how you told the story first.
I need some weed.
I need some weed.
Exactly.
Hey, you got some weed?
You're Mexican, right?
I like how you told the story first. We'll do this. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'll tell him I'm a Taliban. Afterwards, like...
I thought that was because of the beard. Yeah.
I thought you were going to do like a Jewish person and have like the fucking, you know, like... I don't know.
I didn't think it through, dude.
That's even better. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I'm pretty slow. That's better, yeah.
Walk by with a yarmulke? And
you should just be across the street spinning a dreidel or something.
On the sidewalk?
Oh.
Like, why do I... Every time I fucking picture a dreidel, I think of Charlie Brown sitting on the fucking floor. I don't know why the fuck that is, but I think of this...
Charlie Brown's a Jew?
I don't know. I just always picture Charlie Brown.
If Charlie Brown's a Jew, maybe that's another way you can get it.
Actually, that's Charlie Brownstein, I think. Right? That's what it was.
Brownstein.
Brownowski.
Brownstein.
Brownski. Yeah. Motherfucking balls.
All right. Fucked all that. So hopefully they got a Nazi update in the next show. Probably won't happen, but maybe it will. I'm just saying.
If you guys start talking,
just
be like, I gotta put my phone on the table and then like put recording and just record that whole fucking conversation.
Hey, what's going on over there? Oh, that's just my phone sitting there doing nothing. Not recording you.
What's that red light?
That's an app.
We used to have red lights back when I was a Nazi.
That'd be awesome, dude, if you brought it up.
And then the red light would disappear. And so would the people.
Yeah, or if we went to the restaurant.
Fucking Jerry Seinfeld, though.
I haven't had German sausage like this since the Jew killing days.
What?
Who? What?
Have you ever had?
You know, back in the Jew killing days, the sausage was the best.
It was top notch.
I don't know why.
When the sausage was made out of Jew.
The last time I had sausage like this, it was Jew.
It was a Jew sausage.
It had a yarmulke and everything.
The Stop hitting the table, dude. It gets all mad.
It had curls on it. Don't tell me what to do. Okay.
Right.
It had curls on it.
I think it's time now. I think enough time has passed.
What are we talking about?
Shut your mouth. It's my show.
What are we talking about?
I think it's time for the Rapid Five. Don't all right.
My leg.
Every time we have new people on the show, I think if you get, do you listen at all?
I've listened to a couple.
You listen, Roddy?
I've listened.
Roddy Piper?
But,
sorry. Anyways, I'm sure you all know.
It's Roddy Rowdy.
Oh, whatever, dude.
Roddy, I think it's.
His butt
cares. Okay, let him talk.
Wait, is it Roddy? Wait, is it? Now I want to know. Is it Roddy Rowdy Piper?
To the internets.
Rowdy Roddy Piper. Doesn't matter. Anyways. So every time we have new people on the show,
your nickname, leave it alone.
Nipple dick is hard enough.
It's hard.
We have to do the Rapid Five, which we'll ask you a series of questions. Not too many, I'm sure you know. And then after these questions are answered, everyone basically will know everything about you. Okay, they're designed that way.
Okay.
It took 18 psychologists to come up with these questions in a span of 2 weeks. So,
wow. There you go. Does it have anything to do with titties?
Not at all. Okay. No. Aww. We take this very seriously. Stop fucking around, okay?
All right. I'm just saying I like titties.
Question number one.
I know.
Let's go Rod first, because you're right in front of me. And every question, you'll go first, okay? We got to keep it consistent. What is your favorite?
He usually does go first, man.
One time we were in an alley and we were going to get raped, right? So I was like, hey, dude, let me go first and I'll tell you how they are.
I'll go first and I'll tell you how you are.
All right. First question. What's your favorite movie of all time?
Silence of the Lambs.
Wow, that was quick, right?
That's all to be prepared.
Is it because
I love that movie.
Nice.
Is it because, would you fuck me? I'd fuck me. Is it?
Oh shit!
Do you call?
No.
What's more important, phone calls or me?
She's asking.
Silence of the Lambs. Why do you like that movie?
I've always liked that serial killer thriller.
Yeah.
I read the fucking books.
You like twisted shit, huh? I can tell. I
love twisted shit.
Yeah, you're twisted, right?
Twisted a little bit.
Yeah, me too. I'm a little twisted. You're probably more than me, but I'm pretty twisted too. Right on. I can appreciate that.
We should all fucking like do cocaine and like get high and shit. I think it'll be a good time.
Well, Twisted would be getting drunk and getting high.
Whatever. Cocaine gets you high.
Twisted would be getting drunk and then raping young boys. That'd be Twisted. Who's down?
Nobody?
That's
nobody? That's what we're getting
for us. No. Oh, me neither.
I didn't go to school to be a priest. Fuck that.
I am not a Catholic priest. Leave me alone.
And I stand by that decision. All right, Paolo.
Yes, sir.
Favorite movie of all time?
The Jerk.
Steve Martin.
Yes.
Yeah, with his dog. Hold on, wait.
Shithead. Yes. Fucking love that movie, man. That's the shit, man.
Have you seen The Jerk, Lito?
No.
Oh, man.
He's had it jerked on his face, though.
It's a good one.
I jerked it on it.
That's a good one.
I've seen The Jerk off.
The Jerk is the fucking... That movie is the shit, man.
That says something about you, I think. Yeah. I think it says that you're a classy dude.
I'm very classy.
Yeah, I think you are.
Every time I come in a girl's mouth, I say, excuse me.
Excuse me.
You know why? Let me elaborate.
After or before?
Yeah.
Both.
In between.
Oh, excuse me. Do you do the courtesy tap? You know, like the courtesy tap on top of the head?
You know what the thing is? I always do the tap because...
You don't want to get on
because you're classy.
I'm classy, dude. I mean, dude, they get really pissed off if you come in their mouth and you don't tell them. They get really fucking pissed. You wouldn't believe how pissed they get.
Leader doesn't mind, though. Yeah, no. He doesn't mind at all.
No, he doesn't.
He's cool.
He's like, he tells me, surprise me. That's what he said.
I'm just surprised anybody would have put a nub in their mouth. Like, I've seen your weenies.
They do it. Buddy,
just gets past the teeth. That's all.
It's just past the teeth. It's just teeth.
It's like flicking a nipple, like, isn't it?
It's like, think of a goat breastfeeding.
No, what I was saying is most people will say,
you know, like Step Brothers or fucking Dumb and Dumber or some shit like that, which is, they're fine movies, but to go back to The Jerk is, the Jerk is I think that says something about your character.
Is that amazing. The one? Is that the one where he has a big nose?
No, that's Roxanne. No.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah, this one is he's like a complete idiot raised by a black family, right?
What? Yeah. Really?
And then in he goes the out into the world.
Yeah, in the movie, he actually...
I'm already in.
He is a white guy, and I don't really want to get into it too much. Yeah, I don't want to tell too much of the story.
Yeah, you know what? Don't, because...
Steve Martin...
No, I'm
like
saying
Steve
it's a classic.
Steve Martin is he's a shiznizzle awesome, bang.
It's a classic. Baffle. Go watch it. Lito, you have to watch it.
The Jerk is fucking amazing.
Dude, his dog, he calls him Shithead.
He calls him Shithead.
I'll watch it tomorrow.
And you know why? Because didn't the mom or the dad say, that dog is a shithead?
No, no, no. It was not the mom or the dad. It was, they were in an apartment, you know, and they lived there. And the dog started barking for some reason. And he got up, he's like, oh, what are you saying? He's talking to the dog. The dog is barking. He thinks that he hears the dog barks. What? There's a fire or whatever. And he calls the fucking fire department and shit. And he sits outside with the dog and people are walking by. He's like, well, he said there was a fire here, this and that. And then he goes, and then some Asian guy comes up. He's like, you know what? Instead of calling him this, you should call him a shithead because he doesn't know what he's talking about. So after that, he's so cynical, he calls him a shithead.
Because he doesn't know shit.
Yeah, he doesn't know shit. So he names the dog Shithead.
Honestly... think I'll fuck it if I get another dog. I'll probably call him Shithead.
That movie is fucking
and it's
amazing.
Funny because he says it so, like, you know, sincerely. Come on, Shithead, you know?
He said, can I ask you one question, though? As a person that's seen it, Bernadette Peters, in that movie, boner?
You know what? It's been a long time. But
but
I think so. I think I do. I think I remember an attractive lady. Yeah, sorry, I freak. Yeah, he looks. He has a look of disgust in his face right now.
I do. Look, check that shit out. When he goes,
it's been
goes,
a long time. Since
yeah,
I saw
yeah.
It.
They're in the in the backyard, and he goes up, and he's like, "Hey, honey, how you doing?" And he goes up, and he asks her, "Hey, what are you doing?" He's like, "Hey, remember when you said I should do really important stuff and really like social things?" And he looks at her, and he's like, what did you do? Did you take bullfighting? Because the guy, you know, the guy, the knife teacher, he's like, dressed like a bullfighter. Hey, did you take knife fighting? He's like, no, I didn't. I threw knife throwing. So, so...
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm talking about the scene in the movie. That's how good that movie is. I'm telling you.
All right, let's go on.
It makes you incoherent. That's how good it is.
I love that goddamn movie. But... she shows fucking cleavage, epic cleavage.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's epic fine. Cleavage in that scene.
Epic 80s cleavage.
That's what I was trying to get to. I'm
you
not
what,
a good
you know
storyteller.
I like Leto's ass cleavage. That's what I like. That's nice.
It's nice. It's nice. Thank you.
Nice. Yes. And his ball cleavage. But, question number two.
Thank you.
Rod.
Yes.
What's your biggest fear?
It's going to sound really gay.
Oh yeah.
Honestly,
I'm not getting cock.
Not getting cock.
Like, we're gonna be surprised that you're
not
gay.
Sucking the biggest wiener.
Dude, I don't really fear things. I'm not scared of shit.
Here
dude.
We go. Another one of these guys.
No.
I'm scared of being late to work. Seriously, I dream about that shit, dude.
You dream about it.
Like seriously, and my girlfriend will like fucking she'll tell you, dude. Like one time I was drunk off my ass, and she asked me, "What are you most fearful of?" I was like, honestly, I fucking hate being late to work. Like, I dream about it. Like, I wake up and I'm like, fuck, I'm more late to work. And I still got like...
So you're a drunk with a good work ethic, right? That's good.
The best.
That's
he
cool.
Is. The he best. Is. He is. Yeah.
I worked from the bottom up to where I'm at. Like, my biggest fear
at the bottom,
is
right? Is that where you're at?
Being at the bottom.
I worked to the bottom from the bottom to get to the bottom.
But you like being bottom, right?
Yeah, he does. He does.
See what I did there?
Yeah, he's
get
the,
it.
Come on, he's the top and he's the bottom.
Are you asleep?
No, I'm just.
He's like, I'm not comfortable here.
You know what? I can appreciate that. That's a
being
great
the
quote.
Bottom or
yes
in front of yes.
Yes.
You tell me anything else that people are afraid of? I'm not afraid of fucking anything else, dude. Not afraid of dying. Dogs, sharks, spiders, any fuck everything else. Dude.
That's a great quality to have.
I'm
actually,
afraid of being
yeah.
Like work, dude.
To be serious, that's cool.
I'm fucking. I'm for real, dude. Like,
all right.
I have nightmares about it.
What about you, Paolo?
I really I want to get this one across. Spiders. fucking hate spiders. Spiders, I wake up sometimes and there are spiders crawling on my fucking hand. And it's not because I'm fucking high on some bullshit. Because I live in some fucking shady ass apartments. But whatever. My biggest fear is not living up to my...
I thought it was spiders.
No. No. I've learned how to handle spiders. When I see them.
He's scared of he's fucking scared of
shit. I'm scared of not living up to my potential. I think that's what I'm scared of being scared. If you can kind of get that. Like, the worst thing I can do is not do something because I'm scared. You know, like, that's the worst thing I think I can do.
This kid goes deep, huh?
Yeah. I'm a deep. Oh, yeah.
You know what that reminds me of? You seen the movie A Bronx Tale?
Yes.
That's a good waste of talent.
Yes.
There you go.
There's nothing worse than a waste of talent, right?
Dude, I don't watch movies. Would you stop talking about movies?
Bronx Tale, that's a good fucking movie.
That shit fucking rings.
Robert De Niro.
That shit rings through my head all the time. What exactly did he say, though? There's nothing worse in life than a waste of talent. Exactly.
Have you ever heard the song by Weezer, The Greatest Man That Ever Lived?
Maybe not.
Let's play it right now.
That ever lived. You know what?
That song's like a fucking 20-minute song.
It is, but
13 minutes.
I live by it because I've lived through it. I mean, if you're not being the best at what you gotta be the best. What the fuck are you even doing? Like, why are you even in muddled waters? Like, you gotta be the best at what the fuck you're doing, or don't do it.
I'm the best podcaster in the world, I think.
That's why we're here.
I don't believe that, by the way. Just for all of you listening, I don't believe it.
If you're talking about fears, my fear is to be a fucking loser and not live up to my potential. That's my biggest fear.
I get with that one.
Gin and Budweiser and whatever the fuck you guys are drinking.
I'm drinking Fat Tire and Lidl's got a Dos Equis. I didn't mention that, but
Dos Equis.
Yeah.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do,
it's either Dos Equis or Bud Light.
Or my cheers.
Right?
I drink Bud Light. I don't always get drunk, but when I do, I beat my wife's sandwich.
I've seen it.
Oh, shit.
All right. Question number 3, wife beater. What is the weirdest or strangest thing about you?
Wait. That's 2 questions.
That's a weird question.
No, it's not.
Weirdest or strangest?
Pick one. Weirdest or strangest thing about you?
I don't even know how to fucking answer that. That's 2 questions. Weirdest or strangest?
Okay, let me simplify this for you.
Yeah,
okay?
It's kind of hard.
Focus. How many of me do you see? 1 or 2?
7?
I see one right behind the keyboard. There's
fuck
one right
you,
behind the keyboard.
Little girl.
What is the weirdest thing about you?
Weirdest?
Yeah. Something weird that you do. Do you know about this category here?
I'm pretty violent.
That's not weird.
How is that not weird?
It's disturbing. It's not weird. I'm talking
isn't
like
that weird.
I'm talking like quirky, strange things you do. Like, for example, I got to give examples every time for this question. A friend of mine, when he takes a shit, takes all his clothes off.
Oh.
Me, I got to keep all my money in order in my wallet, from 1s to fucking 20 or whatever the fuck it is, all facing the same direction. A cousin of mine has to have 5 different shampoos in her shower at all times. It's like weird shit like that. Anything weird about you?
I can't say anything.
Nothing.
I don't care about anything.
Ask these guys these fucking questions.
Yeah, no, I think the violent one works because this guy is
okay,
not...
Well, how violent are you?
He's not that violent.
No, that's the thing.
Is it weird violent?
This guy, for a Sasquatch, he's laid back. But like when he gets mad, like, oh shit, here goes
the gentle giant type.
Coming from his boyfriend, so it's going to be true.
The weirdest thing about Roro.
Okay, that's a better question. Because I don't understand. Anything I do is not weird because I'm doing it.
Yeah, man. I mean, we don't think about we don't think we're weird. I mean,
true.
We really do have this.
Looking from the outside in, then.
We really do have this.
Okay, fine. Do it on each other, then. Go for it.
Okay.
He just straight grabbed him and mounted.
Kind of mounted him, but he resisted.
I didn't wipe my.
You're fucking gay. Properly. You resisted.
I'm not ready for sex because I didn't wipe properly.
Yeah.
For butt
sex. He didn't use wipes on his asshole anyway.
I used the regular fucking CVS shit that they had on special. So if you get
all right, out with.
Okay.
Enough about it. Enough about your asshole. What's weird about this guy?
That they always talk about dick and ass.
That's not weird. That's normal.
You know what? I'm. You know, excuse me if I turn it into a puff piece. Excuse me, but I'll just start it like this.
He always keeps his eyes open.
This guy, ethically, he is amazing. Like he will not. Like he had when I first met him, he had the worst fucking wife in the world. Fucking other guys, calling him a bitch in front of everybody, like being like terrible.
P.S. I'm divorced.
He's divorced. and he has ethics. He is what I saw from this guy. He has great integrity, great ethics. He's a great person. I think the weirdest thing that I have never seen from him is retaliate. From that soul raping experience that he had of a marriage. I really do think that's what the weirdest thing I... Because I've seen people just...
So you're saying that she did him so wrong, it's weird that he didn't retaliate.
Yes.
Because most people would.
Yes. Definitely. Definitely. You should have seen the thing she said to him and did to him.
It hurts you, huh?
It does.
Not you, Rod.
No. It does. It hurts me and it hurts him, but that's kind of like how we got to be friends, you know? Like, I saw something in him that was fucked up, and he was a badass motherfucker.
His anus.
So he either is very good at dealing with shit, or he's just creating a lot of psychological damage, and he's going to erupt one day and probably kill you.
No.
See here. I go to a lot of metal
see
shows.
Here. I don't hear that enough. Yeah. See here.
I am a fucking metalhead, and I go to shows where I can hit people. And it's cool, because you can hit people, and that's why I like
so you get your aggression out at the shows.
Fuck yeah, dude. Like,
so, okay, you go to the mosh pits then, and you beat the fuck out of people?
I hit people.
You really punch people in the heads, or what?
Why not? They're there for
that's what I do. Huh.
I mean, okay, let me ask. This whole thing fascinates
yes,
me.
Yes, I did.
Fascinates me. You go to a mosh pit. Your intention is to
hurt,
beat the shit out of everyone you can.
The only thing you do in a mosh pit is to release what you have inside. All the anger, anything you have inside, you release it amongst. People that are like
amongst your peers.
Amongst your peers.
Seriously. Yeah, if you're in a circle pit and somebody falls.
Circle jerk or pit?
Both.
Well, when I'm at your house.
Release your aggression on me. Yeah.
No, I wasn't sure if we're talking about a concert at my house.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, so your house.
Release on me so I can release on you.
Like,
seriously. Come on. Hey. Let's release together tonight.
Let's just put it all out there. Let's do it. Right?
Right now or
what?
Can we?
Are you guys being literal?
I'm gonna pause it right now. Sorry. Okay, wait. So, okay, you go to the mosh pit. Music starts. You start jumping around, getting pumped up and stuff. Do you just start punching, or do you see someone and say, "Fuck this guy, I'm gonna get him," or you just throw swings?
It depends what mosh pit you're in. There's different mosh pits.
He does a two-step.
People that don't know the art.
Y'all do line dancing in the mosh pit or what?
There's many different mosh pits. But anyways, when you're in a mosh pit, you're all in there for the same reason. You love the music,
mm-hmm.
and you have anger. And you
it's aggression and the ambience around you. Because like when I get in the pit, you know, for like Dashboard Confessional.
Wow! Screaming infidelities.
Wait a minute. Because I know Paulo's not laughing because we went to the store right now. Okay.
All
right. We went to the store right now, right? And so we put on the CD player, and it's fucking Kings of Leon. Right?
Kings of Leon are the shits. The ladies that are listening right now, you know I fucked you really good to those musics. Kings of Leon, they do some good shit.
So, anyways, no, I'm not trying to get me Kings of Leon. I'm not saying that.
They liked it. Every time they listen to it, like, damn, I fucking orgasmed, like, really good.
When we're coming up to the car, Paulo went inside to the store with me, and Rod is in the car by himself drinking. That's why they're a little buzzed.
In the car?
Yeah, yeah. I was driving, they were drinking.
We like drinking. It's nuts.
So I'm like getting it back to the car, and it's like. And then as soon as Paulo gets in,
we like to remember those times. Yeah. Look, I'm telling you, when that album was out and we hung out, man, fucking women, parties.
All right, we'll get to that. Shut up. Let me finish this fucking mosh pit thing. Yeah, no, we're still. We are going to get to
it. I know.
We are getting to
it. I understand
that.
It.
No, we're still on the questions.
I understand it. I understand it.
So, when do you punch somebody is my question. What happens in this fucking mosh pit? Do you have a plan?
No. Hey, good hit.
You just go for it. The music starts. You start swinging. Or do you... What the fuck's happened? This whole thing is strange to me, the mosh pit thing. Okay. I never want to do that.
That's, you don't...
I got fucked up.
You don't hit at people.
Uh-huh. You just start swinging.
You just swing.
In a general direction. Just no direction at all.
If somebody gets in the way,
that's their bad.
It's their fault.
It's no one in the pit.
But doesn't it hurt your... I mean, you got to throw a punch in a correct way. You can possibly hurt your wrist, right?
You're not going to fucking be stupid.
You're not actually punching. Well, no. You are. Yeah, the hardcore music.
I got punched.
The hardcore music. Yeah, the hardcore, you fucking punch and do the swing.
So I listen to hardcore and deathcore.
You do the fucking spinning kicks and everything like that, and... You know, the more, like, the Avenged Sevenfold, it's more pushing from the back, everything like that. But, like, the deathcore, that's, like, some fucking... Have you ever seen... Do you know what the Wall of Death is?
No.
Okay. We gotta put that video up. The Wall of Death, I know Rod would know.
I love the Wall of Death.
I've been there
I've been in one.
Many
of them. It is scary. The Wall of Death is basically, the band says, okay, Wall of Death time. They tell everybody to clear the center, and everybody picks a side.
So what four sides.
I'm gonna let the experienced one say what the Wall of Death is.
So the Wall of Death, you know, everybody's in a fucking big old, you know, it's a mosh pit. Everybody's everywhere.
Everyone's a big clusterfuck of people.
So the band stops the song and says, I want the Wall of Death. So everybody splits up. A big old fucking square, rectangle, whatever, you know, four fucking sides. The band starts playing. The
whole thing is everyone's picking a side, and the floor is in the middle is open.
Empty. It's a big square.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's an
where there
square.
Was a, you know, a bunch of a crowd.
Right.
Anyways, these guys start playing, whatever, this and that, this and that, this and that. Most of the time, they say, wait for my scream. You know, the vocalist wants to be in power of everything because they got small wieners.
I like attention. Whatever.
So anyways, when he screams or whenever they let out the song... Everybody just rushes to the middle. And hits each other and starts. I just chaos.
It's not a wall, though.
No,
it is a wall.
It's
two walls.
Two walls hit each other.
Bam!
Think of
beat the shit out of each other.
Think of
That's
Braveheart.
What's fun about it.
Think of Braveheart.
Exactly.
Think of Braveheart when both Irish groups are running at each other.
Yeah.
But you know how they don't stop in the middle like hey da 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 da. You know.
No, dude.
I will show you videos.
They just collide.
They beat the shit out of each other.
So what if? This sounds really stupid to me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. It is stupid.
Yeah. It's stupid as shit.
But it's fun. What's
the most damage you've ever got to yourself?
Actually, I used to wear glasses. Since 94, I used to wear glasses. Yeah. Right? Yes or no?
Yeah.
It's not a good story, though.
Well, I mean, that's the most damage I've had. You know, I always wear glasses. I got fucked up in the band's called Carnifex. And they're playing their fucking song, and I fucking love their music, and we're sitting there and just getting hit. People are flying over my head. And some motherfucker thought it was awesome to fucking toss some guy into the back of my head. And so my glasses fell, and they fucking, somebody stomped on them, and I started hitting people. I picked them up, and it was just a frame. I was like, shit. And then fucking my head was all bruised, my back was hurting, my waist was hurting. That was a good show.
Good time.
My after that. Remember when we went to go see Avenged Sevenfold in Vegas?
He went in with a t-shirt. He came out with a wife beater that was busted at the shoulder strap. And at the end of the song, the girl, this random random fucking girl out of nowhere, because he was tying his shoe or some shit, random fucking girl out of nowhere comes over, gets his shoulder straps, and just fixes it.
The thing was, I got really fucking fucked up.
This guy, you know, wants to go get shots.
That's all we do.
Yeah. I got lit up. I didn't, you know, Avenged Sevenfold, I don't really know the music. But I went in, and, you know, I tried to mosh with the motherfuckers, and I told, you know, I told my brother, hey, when Backcountry comes up, because that's the only song I know, let me know. As soon as he came up, I'm like, fuck this shit. Balls and wieners. Fucking so I went in, I fucking got fucked up. I came out of that shit when that song ended. I went in there with just a wife beater, and some girl just came up and just like
tied his fucking strap together. It was fucking weird.
Tied my strap up. That's
beautiful.
To my,
that sounds very beautiful.
Yeah, it was romantic. It was really romantic.
No. No. Wait a second.
What?
So his weird thing is his, how he can adapt to some horrible shit. Is that what you're saying? That he can take...
He's like, talking to him or are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. You're giving him... God, this is a mess. So his weird thing is... whatever. What's your weird thing?
Our life is a mess.
Yeah.
What is my weird thing? I don't like girls with a sense of humor. I think that's just
what?
Without a sense of humor.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's my weird thing. That's
bitch, don't be funny.
Yeah.
That's not weird.
If is that a knockback joke?
I don't know.
You guys totally missed this question, by the way.
If they can't take a rape joke, then they're not, you know.
Stupid girls.
You know what? The thing about rape is not good. Rape is not a good thing. The only time rape is a good thing is less.
I think they answered their own.
All right, question number.
We're just weird. Just say that. We are just weird.
Question number four.
This is the first.
That's a good joke.
Question that answered itself.
Hold on.
Within the conversation. We are weird.
Question number four. What is your hobby?
My hobby?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Fuck. It's a hobby.
Drinking. What about Paula? What's your hobby?
What is that?
Drinking. All right. Next question.
No. No.
I play guitar.
Do you?
I play guitar.
Is it all like... that shit.
Have you ever listened to Romance de Amor? Classical music.
Classical music?
I play that shit.
You play classical music? Classical guitar.
He tries to.
You play like... what's that guy? Esteban, you play that shit?
No, I can't get that far. I can play some classical guitar. I can play... Oh, shit. I play classical. A lot of metal. I play some Spanish... I mean, I just play guitar.
All right, that's cool. All right, I'll accept that. Pablo, what's your hobby?
My hobby is my hobby is learning. Learning. I have a Rosetta Stone.
The language shit.
The language shit. On Portuguese right now, man. But I learning. I really love learning. Yeah, I don't like
Give us something in Portuguese right now.
I love dick in Portuguese.
Yeah. Me llamo.
I didn't say I was good at it.
Okay, give us something in Portuguese.
No, I can't do it.
I can say bag in Portuguese.
How?
Roro. Miado. Roro. Miguel.
Look, Roro. Man. Look.
You are the Roro.
I like learning. I read a lot of books. I'm reading Adam Carolla's book.
That's not learning. That's garbage. Anyways.
I like reading.
It's not, I mean,
it's one of the books I'm reading right now.
I'll give it up because, like, you know, we were talking about how last week I took that book from you. I want to get away from the...
He's reading the Tucker Max shit.
Right.
I wanted to get away from the online and try to, you know, lessen the electronics. And this guy's read the book a couple times already, right?
I don't like... Yeah. I don't like...
That's
the,
a fucking good book, by the way.
I don't like TV.
I don't... I'm not... Yeah.
I don't like the TV. I don't like going to the movies. It's just I don't like it.
He's a weirdo because he's a analog boy in a digital world.
I don't like it. I don't like going to the movies.
Red RX Bandits.
Yeah, no,
it takes too long.
Yeah,
to
you heard
RX Bandits? I don't like it.
Okay, next question.
Look at Rod.
So you're digging the book?
No, it's talking about me. Let's next question.
You're digging the book, Lito?
Yeah,
that's good. What's going on?
What? I hope they serve beer in hell.
Yeah.
Good book.
Hell yeah.
I like
it. It's good for virgins.
Yeah.
Wait till you get to the store.
I think it's funny.
Wait till you get to the store with the hotel.
Say it again.
Hotel? I didn't say nothing.
Shut your mouth. Anyways.
I don't know. I didn't.
Next question. What do you hate or annoys you the most in the world?
Hate or annoys me the most?
I got it.
All right, go for it.
Do you want to go?
No, no.
Insensitive people.
Insensitive?
You know.
I hate people that clear their throats.
You know what? I hate, you know what? I'll just bring this up as an example. The other day, on my Facebook, I saw a picture of Whitney Houston and what's that fucking bitch's name?
I think I know what this is.
Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
Amy Winehouse and Charlie Sheen on the
Charlie
bottom.
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. Yeah. I posted it up. The picture said, "Hey bitches, you can't do more cocaine than me," whatever. I really. Why would you get offended by that? Like, I got a lot of fucking girls. I got two girls that I. Well, publicly, I got a couple more privately. They just got mad about it that I posted it up. Like, what? What are you mad about? Like, is that your fucking well, ad?
Wait a second. Hold on. Time out. Pause. So you dislike insensitive people? But you're the one that's being insensitive.
How is that insensitive?
Because you're posting
you
that
like
shit
sensitive
when
well,
she just
on.
Died.
Yeah, like hold on, hold on. People. It is
yeah, your... so you like sensitive people, too sensitive.
I know those two girls. People. I know they have never listened to Whitney Houston in their fucking life.
It doesn't matter.
And no, I know.
You don't like,
well,
you don't like,
yeah, you don't like sensitive
I know
people.
Social media for them is like, ah, oh, let me get some fucking attention.
Yeah.
That was bullshit, and that it fucking pissed
but
me off.
But insensitive would be you, because yeah. you posted it right you're after she died.
It was funny! You know, it was like fucking funny!
Yeah, no, no, you don't like sensitive people.
No! Yes, I have had no. sex with
hold
these
on,
women.
Hold on. You don't
I
like,
know!
You don't
I have sex with these women! I know they're not that sensitive.
You don't like overly sensitive people.
Oh, yes.
Is that
yes.
right?
Well, say it again.
You don't like overly sensitive people. People
no,
that
no.
Wait. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's,
no, no, no.
Let me tell you what you think.
No, no. Overly sensitive people, sometimes they bring up some good sex because they put on the music and they put on some, like,
wait,
you
thought,
know what?
I thought if they're oversensitive in bed, they come fast.
That's not a bad thing for a woman. Just... When you can get a woman that comes fast, that's a good thing, man. That's not a bad thing.
Then you can get back to Married with Children before it ends.
No, you can just stop.
I'm saying, man.
All right, Roddy, please, what's your? You guys are a mess.
I'm not a mess.
What is your what do you hate? What's your biggest pet peeve then?
I have a diaper on.
You know what? Again, you're gonna find it weird. I just don't like people.
No, that's not. That's not a line because there's one time
I get that. I get
we
that.
Went to we went to a restaurant one time. We're trying to watch a fight or whatever the fuck it was, and no, we went. Yeah, the
okay. Let me say a story.
No, let me say.
Oh my god!
The waitress went on. She's like, "Hey, would you get what?"
Dude, that's not the story.
Stop it!
Let me tell it.
No, let me say it.
And that, folks, is the Fast Five.
It was, yeah.
Okay, here.
No. I want to say it.
No, you're not.
No, I will say it. The waitress was.
She was insensitive.
She said, "Hey, where do you guys want to sit?" And this guy said, "Away from people because I hate them."
That's funny, dude. That's funny.
He said,
"It took a long time, but
no,
that was funny."
No, it did take a while. She's like, "Hey, where do you guys want to sit?" And he said, "Away from people."
I heard you.
And she kind of, I know, but she sat
that's
there.
That's the thing, dude. I don't like people. Dude, what am I supposed to do? When I go to a restaurant or a fast food place, I sit away from people. I fucking hate people.
She
dude.
Sat there for a while. She's like, Why am I gonna sit these
motherfuckers? She thought I was kidding, or maybe it was a joke.
She thought you were kidding me. It's like, no, away from people.
You should have said it with like a fucking condescending, like, away from these people. Next time you go to a restaurant, that's
but it was funny though. When I go to a fast food place and I sit down in the corner or whatever, and me and my girl are eating, and then people just sit down next to us, I'm like, fuck, dude, like, seriously? I didn't sit next to you guys because I didn't want to be next to you.
You get your tray and you go to your car.
Like, I get that. I get that. Yeah, no. So, all right, next question. What is the gayest song on your iPod?
Yeah, I have a lot of shit on my iPod. Like,
what's your gayest song?
Spice Girls.
That's gay enough. I heard enough. Ask me that. I heard enough. What do you got?
Adele.
I got that one.
It's not that gay.
That one group that's really like a cappella from like the,
Ball
like
again?
The fucking 80s. And if I ever fall in love again.
Boyz II Men?
Yeah.
No, it's not Boyz II Men.
Before that?
I will be sure that the lady's a friend.
That is not Boyz II Men. You guys want some of that shit?
All right. Whoever that is.
Just Shazam it.
If you had to be gay with a male celebrity, who would you pick? And this guy's just going to... He's going to ravage your asshole. He's going to go to town on you, all right?
Well, I'm just saying, not a black guy.
He's going to destroy your butt.
Why would you say that much stuff?
You know, the guy from Thor? I don't know what the fuck his name is. What's his name?
Liam...
The main guy?
Thor, yeah.
Yeah. Thor. I think he wants to get fucked by Thor and his
Liam's
hammer.
Balls. He want to get pounded by Thor and his hammer.
I was watching the movie, and my girlfriend's like, wow, he's really... I'm like... Dude, that was it. I'm just saying.
I'll accept that.
I would say either
the whore.
This is gonna be good.
What is it? You want to follow?
Just say fucking shit.
I don't want to. It's funny.
Oh, what?
All right.
What was that?
That was a gremlin laugh.
I would say, if it was a man, I would say it is either Landon Donovan.
Oh, no, you boy. Fuck you. I hate that fool.
He gets so mad.
It's all for him, though.
Landon Donovan or Roger Huerta. Roger Huerta is a MMA fucking fighter. Badass motherfucker.
Fuck Landon Donovan. Fuck that fool in the butt.
Don't yell at me. I don't that. Like it when you yell at me. It's not a good feeling. It makes me feel like I'm not important.
Like a drunk idiot? Is that what it makes me feel like?
Yeah. It makes me feel like I'm a girl.
I thought that was a person. That's a fucking guy. That's a fucking piñata and shit.
Last question, you drunk bastard. Last question.
Alright.
Maybe younger or now. It doesn't matter to me.
Don't yell at me.
Did you ever put your dick between your legs and pretend you were a girl?
No.
I don't think I've ever.
I'm upset.
Why would you do that? Having your movie be Silence of the Lambs. Yeah. I don't think so.
No, why would you do that?
Because I like the killer, not the faggot.
Neither of you have done that?
I've never, ever done that.
I would definitely try it.
That's weird?
Putting my wiener between my legs is weird.
We can't be friends anymore.
I've never done that. I don't want to be your friend anyway.
I don't want to put my dick between legs. I want to put it in someone's mouth. Or a butthole.
Not my legs. Maybe someone else's legs, but not my own.
All right. And disturbingly and torturously, that was Rapid Five. Are you all right?
P-Money?
Good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, so
I think you gotta take it easy for a little bit, huh?
Tell us about that story about how Shithead got his name.
No, I don't want to talk about that. You know what? I really do want to spread the story of Team Lil Rod.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear how you two homos met.
Yes.
So.
The relationship began.
Was
the sun setting on a beautiful afternoon on the beach?
No. Oh. It was actually a very dark day.
We're number one.
It was a very dark day.
If you want to be my lover.
How Well, how come I finished mine and you haven't finished
mine? How come I finished mine because you drank it all?
You drank it, puto? We can all tell, by the way.
All right, look. as far as we've gotten, like, this far.
Well, how long have you guys been, I was going to say together.
Say.
You can say together. Okay, well, okay. How long have you guys been together?
That sounds appropriate.
5 years? Four or five years
that I've known this.
The best years of my life, right?
Look, hold on a second.
Most orgasmic.
Because everyone can identify to this. He was with a woman that would call him a fucking pussy bitch, a little faggot, a little motherfucking piece of shit.
I think he gets it.
It's good enough.
You see it?
We get it.
Is that enough?
He's like,
it was his mom.
Mom.
It was his.
No, it was my mom.
It was his wife that said those things to him, and it got to a point where I said, "Hey, bro, Montana." I didn't say those words.
What the fuck was that? I hiccuped.
Yeah.
Shut up.
But that's, I told him. Happens. I'm like, dude. You know, you're not a bad person. You have integrity. You're social. You're a good person.
Social butterfly?
Yeah. Well, not butterfly. It's more like a social.
Like a moth?
No. Stop fucking naming animals.
Canary?
You don't know how to do it.
Animals?
No.
Some kind of...
Anyway.
A bear. A fucking bear, like fucking, like a leather. Like, it was good. It lasted.
All right,
it lasted.
So the
it
leather
was
bear,
a fucking leather. It
the
lasted.
Leather bear and his angry wife. What happened?
Look, yeah, it was a fucking leather. I saw this guy. He had a woman that treated him like...
Yeah.
Have you ever had your feelings hurt?
Well, everyone has, I think.
No. Well, I'm asking you. Have you ever had your feelings hurt?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Imagine every time I'm poking you, which I'm poking you right now.
Yeah.
You have that every moment of your life that you're with your
wife.
You just
get a fucking snap!
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Imagine this guy was with a person that did this. Poked him every
and,
day.
Hey, dude, it's just like that, though. It is just like that.
Have you ever been married?
I am married.
Whoa, okay. With the wrong person?
No. Have you ever been married
sometimes
with the wrong person? This guy.
Yes, it was.
This guy. I saw this fucking man getting this every day. And I know if I do this enough, you're going to punch me in the fucking face.
I'm pretty close right now.
Yeah, yes. I know. I can feel it. But
put him
I saw
in the butt,
this,
at least.
I saw this guy, man. This guy. Fucking... Sense of humor. Amazing.
All right. We established that. He's a great guy, getting poked all the time. What happened? Out with it. Come on.
I told him, you deserve better.
So he came.
You deserve me, right? Is that what you said?
No.
I can take you away from here.
Are we going to go?
Did he say this as he was bent over a chair with no clothes on?
I can give you a better life.
It has
feel it?
Been there.
I can give you
we did discuss
life.
It.
There's
going to
be poking, but it's
it. Going
to... you, poke... Me.
We did discuss it, but I'm telling you, I got this guy. Look, if you've ever met his wife, the one that's having his kid,
Joanna.
Joanna.
She's cool shit, dude.
She's amazing, dude.
She's ride or die.
Yeah. She signed up for Team Lil Rod. She tried to go through the program. She really did try to go through the program. She's like, fuck this. I'm going to get fucking drunk as fucking you guys get. And then...
Before the baby, obviously.
Before the baby. Yo,
oh,
no,
not
no,
now?
Most deaf. No,
oh.
No, no, most deaf.
She doesn't want to anymore.
No.
She doesn't want to anymore. I keep on telling her. Beer.
No.
Remember,
as
beer,
soon as
beer's
she
good
baby.
For the
you
baby.
You take it for two now.
As soon as she had the baby, she told me she's going to get down.
Congratulations, by the way, brother.
Yeah, that's just... How about we do that?
One to the baby. One to little baby.
Baby Rod.
She's going to name him Rodrigo.
Maybe Rada, if it's a girl, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Rodriga.
I don't make girls, so it's cool.
But we're going to throw her in that. We knew the river we were going to throw her at.
All right, dude. So how the fuck did you meet? God damn it.
How do we meet?
All right.
Isn't that the story?
I'm like, okay. Let me.
let's let the sober one tell it.
Yeah, you hang out there and you get real again.
Okay? Tell the story.
Take two. Once upon a time.
Take two. Once
upon a time. Anyways, how we met was that my ex was the landlord or manager of this motherfucker's, like, the little area that this guy used to hang out with. Anyways, she hated these motherfuckers and anything and whatever. I had the misfortune to get married to this girl. And really miserable.
Yeah.
He was the only motherfucker that would actually... I mean, I'm talking about all my friends. I had a bunch of friends that he knows, that we all know.
Yeah.
Like Chris, Manny, Salva. All these motherfuckers that knew her and knew us as a fucking couple. And he's the only motherfucker that had the
balls.
The audacity. There you go. To say, you know what? You're fucking up. But he would say it in front of her.
Yeah.
And he would not be... You see how drunk he is right now?
Yeah.
That's how he is.
Oh, yeah.
Even when he's sober.
He's that drunk when he's sober?
Yes. Yeah. He's that drunk when he's sober. He would tell her to her face. And honestly, at that time, dude, I didn't have the balls to... He would talk shit to her. And I know he was right.
He was your Jiminy Cricket. He was your
exactly.
Conscience.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what, though, with that? That's a very touchy subject, because you can be in your friend's best interest, or whoever it is, your family, your friend, and you can say something, and it might fucking turn and blow up on you.
No.
They might hate you after that, you know?
This
fucking guy saying this shit about me and my wife, you know what I mean?
Here's the thing. When the person is right...
It doesn't matter, though. Some people don't see it that way.
Yeah, exactly.
The fact, fact that you saw what he was saying, that's cool, man. But hey, it happens where it just blows up, where they, you know, they turn
guy. I can't believe I haven't told that many stories yet. I'm kind of mad about it, but it's okay.
Anyways.
Well, this is a good start. Yeah.
Anyways, that's what it was.
Uh-huh.
He would tell me in front of her that she wasn't good, this and that, whatever. I didn't want to see it at first. And she would hit me for that, and it created problems, this and that. Anyways, she turned out to be a whore.
She right? did.
She turned out to be a whore, so I divorced
big
her.
Big time.
And that's how we met. Because I was in the worst fucking time of my life, and this fool said, I'm not going to let you go through this alone.
Let's drink, right?
Fucking drink.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I have been through that. I have been through...
A man's asshole?
you know, I learned that, you know, growing up. But
lube.
I learned...
I think we should.
You never get this drunk
on a podcast. No.
Paulo to yes or no question.
You've never felt loneliness until you felt like
one is the loneliest number.
That's the song I always sing.
I
saw him. I saw his integrity. I saw his skills to be responsible
as a lover.
As a lover, yes. That's not a bad thing. That's really not a bad thing. I fucked the shit out of him, but...
He's trying to get a story across.
I don't know what story it is.
I'm going there. No. Let me get there. I'm getting there. Look.
Today?
He has...
He's like trying to fuck a girl with a limp dick.
No. I can do it.
45 minutes later.
He has integrity. He will not cheat on a fucking girl. And I will tell you.
Whoa.
Hold on. I thought we were men here.
Take it easy.
I can't pound the... I can't...
No, you can't. You can pound his ass, but not this little table here.
Well, I mean...
Everything will spill.
My dick's too little for it. Look. I'm just telling you.
Oh, God.
Look. As far as...
I'm paying the table, dude. You're going to knock over the
I can't help it. As far as integrity goes, this man will never cheat on you. And that is something... really. You think that's funny?
Yeah, it is funny because it sounds like it sounds like he's going out with us. He won't cheat on you. Don't worry about it.
Hey, good. I will never cheat on you, dude.
It's funny though. Hey, look, you don't see it the way that we see it.
No, I understand. I get it.
I fucking have cheated on every fucking piece of ass I've ever fucking had. Look, and I feel bad about
it. You have no integrity. You're saying.
I have integrity now. I have learned integrity now at 25 years old. But this man, he really taught me about it. Like,
that's cool.
He really taught me about it.
Good.
Like, I taught him about how to grow some balls. Don't be a little bitch about girls. Like,
and he told you how to take some.
Yeah.
Well, my dick that's had to true. Go in his ass. That's just the way.
That's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. But.
Things will never be the same. All right. Forget that. Speaking of all that shit right now, integrity, love, all that fucking nonsense, Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
All right? It just passed recently. That what, three days ago? How long ago? How
many days? That day, dude.
A few days ago. Hold on. We all know.
I'm romantic every day with all my bitches.
You know what I heard? But I believe it's not true. I don't think it's true, by the way. I thought it was until recently when I looked it. Wow.
Nice.
When I looked it up and I didn't see anything that I previously thought, I could have sworn I heard someone say, Valentine's Day was made because a guy named Valentine was a priest, and I don't know, and a king outlawed marriage or some shit for some reason, and this guy said fuck that, and behind everyone's back, you know, breaking the law, married people secretly that were in love, and then he got killed for it. That's not true.
I thought Hallmark.
That was the actual Valentine's story. Day.
That's what I thought it was.
That's not true at all.
I don't think it is.
I heard something a little bit like that, but I think Hallmark, made the Valentine's Day a yearly thing.
Hallmark. It's not a Hallmark. It's not a Hallmark thing. It's
the chocolate companies.
It's a people thing.
It's the chocolate conglomerates.
I heard on.
They're like the oil companies during the.
I heard on Kevin and Bean that chocolate. Oh,
Kevin and Bean does not exist on this platform.
All right, we're done with Kevin and Bean. Anyways,
suck my wiener.
Okay.
Okay, so let me take a wild guess here. Paolo, you're the ladies' man I hear about.
You think?
Are you?
Oh, you see that? He's like,
he looked away.
He kind of blushed.
I don't want to get in trouble, man.
He just did the LL Cool J like this look thing.
How could you get in trouble?
Why are you?
Aren't you a ladies' man?
Are you kidding me?
Do you know
what it's like to traffic women? Do you know what it's like? Hold on. Do you know what it's like to have one come into your house, have sex, eat, next day? Come into your house, have
same
sex.
Same woman?
No! A different one.
Well, you didn't say that.
No, well, that's
so the next day, a different woman.
Yeah, it's okay. A different one.
Let's just say funny. Well, let's say funny part. How many times have we had? Has there been parties at the house? And it'd be like, hey Rod, how many girls has he fucked at this party?
11. I counted the last. his last birthday party was 11.
Is that right?
I'm not fucking.
Wait
kidding.
A second. How did you?
And they how were did all you being, have? And they were all being cordial to each other.
Because he's got it like that.
It's like a fucking pig pen. Huh? Hey, how did you get this? How did you have a party? Wait, is it a birthday party for you?
Yeah,
a
birthday party. Yeah.
And you invited 11 of your exes to your birthday party?
Not exes. Rosie's boned.
Yeah, I think that's his problem. Exes.
Oh, currently. Yeah.
There is a problem.
No, they're just fucks.
They're fucks.
Okay. Sex. Okay, hold on. Wait. I think most people would imagine you did one girl, go on to the next one. But you're juggling all these girls at once, and... And you have them all. And they all know about this?
Yes. Hold on one second.
He's pointing at the microphone.
Let me elaborate this.
All right,
He's not juggling.
Yeah.
He fucks and says, hey, I just boned you. Fine. And he's on to the next.
And they know about each other.
And they know about each other because they respect him.
Wow.
And there's been, last time we, his fucking birthday party, dude, 11 fucking girls that he boned.
I remember that.
Without a relationship or a string of emotional attachment.
No, yeah, nothing.
You are probably the greatest man of all in history.
The greatest man that ever lived.
Yeah! fucking
I think he was working on number 12 that night. And I think that night was the night I slept with you, right, Rod?
I don't remember because I did a kickstand.
You know what? Most.
Let's just say I did keep a couple pillows between us because this guy. It is like the fuck in his sleep.
No.
All I'm
going to
say, hear me out.
That was my
all I'm
going to
say is most men in their house will have...
Oh, yeah. What is that? That was the first night you met Joanna.
The first night that I met the girl of my life, dude.
His baby mama.
My baby mama.
Yeah.
I slept with this motherfucker.
Oh, you did. You slept in Duke's bed. You guys never did.
We slept in his
Let me say something
bed.
Worth. It's worth mentioning. Most guys in their house have a dozen eggs. This guy had a dozen bras.
They get mad about it. They get mad about it.
You got to salute to that one, dude.
I don't have anything to salute.
That's good. It's a good thing.
Yes.
Use your fist.
No.
Hey, listen.
No! I want somebody to open this beer.
Drink that.
Have it. There's
son of a bitch.
Oh, there's none.
Hey, for the Danger Hour podcast, you must kick back.
I need something.
You are belligerently
I need something.
Out of control.
I need something.
How about a cock? How about some water?
Even though it tastes good, I need someone to open this fucking shit for me.
Right there.
I don't know how.
I'm not one of your dozen bitches. I'm not going
to
open your beer for you.
You had to tell him that was a bottle opener.
Look, man.
Not known.
Look.
Now I need a beer.
I've had a good time.
You don't have one down there?
No more.
Oh, my God.
I thank them.
Well, I'll share it with this guy.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You thank them?
I thank them for the experience.
Here's the thing. Hey, when you're truthful, you don't need to lie.
When you're honest. Yeah.
Serious. Hey, that sounds funny.
When you're honest, it's just.
I guess so.
I don't like lying, dude. I fucking hate
liars, dude. I don't lie, dude.
We're not a fan of liars.
I lie if I have to.
I know. I'll be honest with you. No way, dude. I have too much integrity for that.
There is no lying. Dude, yeah. I kid you not. There is no fucking
lying.
Don't lie. Ever.
Ever. At all.
Ever.
No,
you ask me a question, I will give it to you as raw as I can.
What if, let me ask you this. What if one of your family's having a party, you do not want to fucking go? Do you say, no, I don't want to go?
No, I go there and I get shit-faced and I get kicked out.
Yeah, man. That's how we rock and roll, dude.
Happened last Saturday.
So you never...
Yeah, it did. It actually did.
Wait. I'm fascinated by this. You never lie ever?
I don't fucking like to lie. You know why I don't lie?
Yeah.
Because I have to remember shit.
Yeah, dude.
So you're just a bad liar then.
It takes away your integrity.
He started as a bad liar.
It takes a special person to be a good liar.
Yeah.
I'll say
that. For me, it is. You have to remember stories. And
I'm gonna say I'm pretty good at it.
It takes away your integrity.
Dude, I don't like lying.
It's not about integrity. It's about
it's not.
Not all the time.
No, I have to disagree with you on that one too because it's not. It's just sometimes it's better to lie to keep that person's feelings.
Exactly.
You shouldn't have been there.
Well,
in that
why are you with that
check
person?
It out. Listen, I appreciate your outlook, being honest.
Yeah.
But there's also a time and a place where you can't be honest. You have to fucking lie. I mean,
when? Tell me when.
When somebody passes away and you're going to tell that person it's going to be okay.
Okay, I got a perfect one for this guy. Perfect. Perfect one.
Don't even fucking bring that one up.
I got a perfect one for Paolo here.
Go!
If a girl you're with, you know, maybe you're starting to love this girl. Okay, maybe it hasn't happened to you before.
Oh, it's happened. No,
Okay, fine.
Say it, Roro.
It's happened.
Okay.
It's happened. He knows.
All right, shut up. I'll paint you a mental portrait here, okay? So, you meet this girl. Okay?
Yeah.
She's beautiful. She's funny.
She's fucking...
Great sense of humor, right?
Oh, I've been there.
And she's fucking awesome all the way around.
But
one day, you guys just got done fucking or whatever. You guys are laying in bed, pillow talk, and she goes, oh, Polly.
Polly, Paul, Paul?
She goes, that was wonderful, but I'm just wondering, you've been with a lot of girls. Has anyone ever been better than me? Time out.
Whoa.
Someone has been fucking better than her, by far, but you love this girl. Are you going to tell her the truth?
No, that's a good one.
Thank you.
Why would you? That's a question if someone.
You don't gotta shout.
That's an inexcusable.
You don't gotta shout.
That's an inexperienced question to ask.
Look, and no one heard you.
Off the charts again.
Yeah, you're going off the charts.
That's a very inexperienced question to ask.
Inexperienced question?
No, that is.
That does.
Yeah, that is a very
yes or no. That's a loaded question. Yes, that's a yes or no.
That's not a fair question?
No, of course not.
Yes or no?
Her, look, the one that you're asking about, hell no. She's fucking bomb at sex, man.
But it's the hype. It's the what if situation.
No. That's not what I said.
That's not what I said. I'm not good at memory.
I didn't say she was bomb at sex. I said she was the girl that you love.
If going to Rod, then I mean, if that was same question, what would you do at that point?
I'm gonna tell you from experience, the girl I love right now, dude, she's the best sex I've ever had.
So I'm trying to tell you.
Sounds like
girl.
A cop out to me. I'm just kidding.
No, but
I'm just kidding. My question to you was, let's say she's the awesome chick, but she's not as good as someone else you've had. Do you answer her yes or no?
Well, hold on.
Oh my god.
I finally got the snag. If she's not as good as I've had, no way. Get the fuck out of here.
Really?
Because yes. I'm gonna say truthfully because I can.
That is important. That is
pushing the bitch out. Get the fuck out of my
house. No, I have seen that. I have seen that.
I hear you. I hear you on that.
That is fucking
4 a.m. and I'm like barely waking up. He's like, all right.
Listen. Wait. Hear me out, please.
Yeah.
I hear you on that. Trust me. But. Let me elaborate. This girl is fucking awesome in every way. Wait a second. She's great at sex, but this crazy bitch you had one time was way, like, not way, a little better than her. Just a little bit better than her. And this girl is a keeper. Yeah.
The girl right now makes you come in 13 seconds. This one before, the crazy one made you come in 9.
You know what the funny thing is? That I've lived through it.
So yes or no?
You know that, right? I went through.
Yeah.
I went through the upper part of the.
But this girl is the perfect woman. Hold on.
So, no, he's asking a yes or no question.
Remember, I went through the North American part, and then I went through the stripper that I met.
All right, dude. No one else knows about these shippers.
I have no idea what you're talking.
This is Radio Land. No one knows your past. You're talking to him, and it's redundant.
Is that a map of the world?
It is a map of the world. Check it out. 30 seconds. Hey, 30 seconds to Mars. Check it out. What is your answer?
My answer to what?
Okay, go ahead.
Next.
No. Ask me, and I will answer you.
Got it.
I already asked you.
Ask me again.
All right. This is the last time.
Yes.
Last time.
One more time. I'm putting my ear.
You have this girl.
Yes.
Best, hottest girl you've ever been with. Most funny girl you've ever been with. Greatest personality. Shut up.
Dude.
Greatest person. Will you shut the fuck up? All of you, shut up. The greatest personality.
And she's sensitive.
The greatest sense of humor. No, shut up.
Yeah.
The hottest chick, okay? Yeah. She adores you. She's faithful completely. You have no worries about this girl. Shut your mouth.
Okay.
But the only thing is, she asked you one night, and she's good in bed. She's great. Okay, she's great in bed.
All right.
But she asked you, am I the best you ever had? But there was a crazy bitch 2 months ago that was better, but she's fucking nuts.
And something like that zings right into your head. Right into your head because you're like, oh fuck, there is. And you fucking isn't.
When you've had one like that, like.
So you'd give the whole, you'd say no. You'd tell the truth?
Of course I would, dude. Dude, I've had this girl.
I see him telling the truth.
She is an ex.
That's all I want to know.
Hold on.
If you're that truthful.
Hold on.
But he's truthful.
Yeah, like on the Liar Liar with Jim Carrey.
She is an ex-yoga instructor.
Wait, listen. There's no need to explain. All I wanted to do was see how truthful you'd be. And you passed the test.
Yes.
You are extremely truthful. That's all. I don't care about that.
I explained the way her titties looked on the way here tonight. Remember when I talked about her titties? She has the fucking sickest. She's like 4'9".
Oh, that's a midget.
She's a hobbit. She is a hobbit, but she has like C's, close to D's. She is beautiful. She is a beautiful.
A beautiful midget, you're saying.
Yes, a beautiful, beautiful.
I feel like watching Willow now. I don't know why. I don't know why. I just feel like watching Willow.
What's the next question?
Willow.
Kara.
Beautiful woman. Kara. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. She's a goddamn beautiful woman.
All right, I believe you.
She's going to get mad when she does this shit.
Lito tells me you have some great pickup lines. Is that true?
Yes.
Hey, can I
just want to hear your top two best pickup lines. Don't tell me it's like, hey, does it hurt?
No.
It's when you like fell that. From heaven, right? That kind of shit. How about this one? Wanna fuck? You say that one?
He's no?
You want to hear my pickup line?
Yes.
Doctor, do you have Ruflin?
Try this mint.
What do you got? Nothing? Stage fright?
Look, no, it's not stage fright. It's just the thing about women that you don't understand.
Hey, man, you're truthful. Give it up.
He's smiling.
You're chonies.
Women. Look.
They're like a fine wine. You can't mix them.
No. You think you know. Women. Women are amazing. Women. Seriously.
All right. Thank you.
We're talking about the lines that you get them with, bro.
Pick up lines.
Just pick up lines.
Just a quick one.
Don't get too deep here.
The Apollo trademarks. Come on. Spit it out, bro.
Just, like your asshole. Don't get too deep here. Yeah. Just give us
You know what something. I'm talking about, too.
I just.
Come on.
I feel bad.
You're killing me here. What is a pickup line that you've used that worked? The cheesiest one.
No, you gotta say the most crass one. Because that's the only ones he's used.
Okay, whatever.
I can't do it. Look, man. You guys might think I'm like fucking a piece of shit. I'm greasy. I'm balls as balls.
What?
I didn't think any of those things.
You know what? One of the pickup lines that I've used.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, you think that guy's a rapist? Because I'm not.
Yeah. I'm just.
How much does a polar bear wear? Help up.
Wait, no.
How much does a polar bear weigh? Enough to break the ice. Hey, how's it going?
That was gay shit.
I'm just not like that.
I've heard enough.
I'm sorry.
Okay, it's enough.
It's too much pussy.
You know what? One time I used. Hey.
Work like a charm.
Me, you know, Rod, me, fuck.
Recently, I talked to this guy. He told me this story that him and his buddies went to Amsterdam to, like, you know, of course, party.
Fucking smoke.
Party, exactly. Party and hang out is what I was going to say. But yeah, smoking fucking weed. Smoke.
Who does that?
And so they went to the red light district,
vroom,
right?
Vroom, party starter.
This whole, when he told me about your pickup lines that you totally fucking failed on right now, it reminded me of this guy.
Well, hold on. You're not a big-breasted girl, and you you can't blame me for that shit. Well, no.
All right. I tried to simulate it, but it's not working. No. Okay, forget about that. So this guy went to Amsterdam with his buddies. They went to the red light district. Mm-hmm. And have you been there before?
Amsterdam?
I'm a fucking Mexican immigrant, man. Okay. I can't go anywhere.
I don't want to preach to the choir. That's
I all. Can leave the country. I just can't come back. that's my shit.
All right, that's fine. So they went, and he's like, dude, have you been there? I'm like, no, I haven't been there.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes, dude, man, like the red light district, man, like when you go there at night, like they're all, you know, there are red lights and everything's lit up.
Are they like, in those little windows and they're like pretty much butt naked just dancing?
He
on the
said,
glass.
Dude, they have the best advertisement. The girls are just like are in the windows fucking like flaunting their shit. And I was like, wow, really? So they went to this one place, one room, whatever the fuck they went. And this girl was there and his buddy goes, he's like, so like, what can I do? Can I do anything? She's like, well, what do you want to do? And what he wanted to say was, can I fuck you in the ass? But what he what came out was, can you fuck me in the ass?
Oh. Did he get fucked in the ass?
And the girl laughed in his face. That's my point. That was, I don't know, that was really stupid, but I wanted to share that.
That was terrible.
But he didn't get fucked in the ass.
No. Why would you fly overseas and get fucked in the ass?
I mean, well, he wasn't trying to. He makes up his words.
I will do it for you.
Hey, hey, and win in Rome.
I will do it for you.
Just win in Rome.
Well, actually, the Romans are famous for that, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
The Greek. Next time, tell them to
call on the Greeks.
Call on Rod. All right. Next time you want to get fucked in the ass, just call Rod.
All right. Basically, with the Valentine's thing, what did you guys do to celebrate? Anything special?
No.
Oh, who'd you do to celebrate?
No. Every,
what about you, ladies, mama? What's his name? Baby mama? What do you got going on?
You know, I have a girl that I fucking love and shit.
She's fucking badass. You're a badass motherfucker.
I didn't do too much because I buy her flowers all the time, dude. Like, there's... I don't need fucking Valentine's to tell me what to do. But I had to buy her something because...
No, I'm just kidding.
I have to.
Yeah.
And I buy her a fucking teddy bear, some fucking flowers. She likes video games, so I buy her a fucking video game.
What a stupid ass. I want to punch her in the face.
Fucking punch me in the face then.
I don't want to punch you. I want to punch her in the face.
Why?
Because she likes video games.
Why?
Because she has titties.
Oh, that's kind of a good point.
Anyways, is that a point?
That's what I did. You know, I did something she liked.
And did it work?
It fucking worked like charms. Dude.
Good. Why not? Good. Lito, what about you?
I didn't do anything.
No?
No, it was her. She fucking does this to me every year. She goes, let's just not do anything, okay?
That means because, do something.
Yeah, you idiot.
This is why I always fall for it, because it's like a month away to our anniversary and her birthday. Obviously every year, that's why it's called the fucking anniversary, right? The anniversary and the birthday is in March. So I'm kind of like, oh, fuck. So let's just not do anything, right? I'm like, all right, fuck it. All right, you don't want to do anything.
That's terrible.
Like, I plan on doing a little something, but the thing is, like, I physically couldn't. So anyways, this is how terrible I felt, because I woke up in the morning, and, like, I'm like, whatever.
I bet your
like,
ball smell.
No. I wake up.
I'm pretty sure they do.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure. I wake up in the morning, and I get up, and I start walking out the room, and there's this fucking card, like, right there on the dresser. As soon as I walk out, it's like, to my honey, or to the hubster. And I read it, and it's like this fucking awesome-ass Fred Flintstone card. And like with this beautiful notes. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I just feel like the biggest piece of shit, so I call it.
Yeah, I am.
No, I admittedly am. So, and anyways, that night we're planning on going to get some, you know, just have some kind of Valentine's Day night, grub, whatever. So, like, I'm coming home from work at 8:30 or whatever, and I get home. I'm like, all right, you ready to go? Like, go, and she's like, she's got candles on the fucking table.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. I'm going to fucking follow you on the... Go. Keep going.
She made, homemade fettuccine Alfredo. She's got, like, fresh-made home cookies.
I saw the pictures.
She's got she's got homemade chocolate strawberries, and I'm just like... You know, like, remember those old Looney Tunes commercial, like, cartoons when, like, the coyote would do something stupid and, like, he would turn into, like, an ass? That's what I felt like. You know, like, because, like, he's simulating that he's a jackass.
It just, like, I just turned into...
So you completely failed this year.
Yeah, I completely failed, and I'm a piece of shit, and I'm sorry, babe. And, I trust me, when you told me a couple million times that, like, oh, no, we're not going to do anything... I am never going to listen to you again. And I know that it's all... And she does that out of the kindness of her heart, because she is, like, the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Uh-oh.
And you know what? Oh. No, I'm not trying to...
Sandra is a fucking amazing woman. I love Sandra.
Hold on. I'm not trying to score points, but do, like...
Sandra, well, fuck your point. Sandra's a shiznizzle bang bang.
Exactly.
I love Sandra.
I can't have explained
Sandra
it any better.
Sandra is so amazing. I love Sandra.
I can't even explain it any better. So, yes, right. I do feel like a piece of shit.
Well, you are. Yeah.
And fuck Valentine's Day, dude.
You know what I want to say about fucking Valentine's Day, man? I've done everything. I've done from...
Boys to men.
Let's say boys to men. Little black guys that can sing, all the way up to
to midgets, the midget girls,
big-breasted midgets. Yeah.
Yes.
You know what?
Bridget the midget,
and everything in between.
Yes. Everything in between.
Boys to men to midgets.
I just, you know what? I think men gotta be men, man. Men gotta
men
be
gotta men. Be men, man. That's all. That's all.
Yeah. That, you know, that sounds really simple. That sounds really simple, but man.
Yeah.
You know what? You know your woman's buttons. You know what she likes. You know what she hates.
You pulled out a knife.
Shut the fuck up. You know her fucking air. You know what she breathes. Her. You know it. You have to go in and let her know that you are a man. You're her man. You gotta fucking go and do it. I'm telling you, man. There is a lot of women out there that are dating men like regular men. And they're like, oh, does he really like me? Would he really fist fight an alligator for me? What? That is, so, look, so that sounds crazy.
No, I get you. You're saying that no matter what girl you're with, you got to be Superman 24/7.
Always.
All right. What did you do for your girl for Valentine's Day? What did you do for baby head?
What baby head?
Shut your mouth.
Can I say mine? Oh, can I say mine? Yeah.
I thought you said nothing.
Yeah. Hold on. I had a girl. But roses. Hold on.
You bought you roses, and then you gave them to Joanna.
Look what I got you.
What does it say from Apollo? It's from both of us. It's from Team Laura.
It worked, dude. It worked.
Go ahead. What the fuck is that?
I had.
Weakness.
I had a girl. I hate Disneyland.
Should I go first? I'll go first.
No.
Hold on. Hold your breath and go upside down.
Oh, I'll turn him upside down.
Hold on.
That's what it sounds like, huh?
That's what I went through.
When you're taking it.
Okay, so you have right. the
Jesus Christ, we stopped pounding the fucking thing.
What? It's a fucking table made of fucking.
There's a microphone on it.
Whatever. Yeah. Suck my winner. Alright. Ah! So.
Off the charts.
I had a girl. She liked Disneyland. She was a stripper. She was a very nice girl. You met her.
Yeah, she's.
I like her already.
Beautiful.
I was sorry for 30 seconds.
I know, but she was beautiful. Beautiful. Yes. Flexible woman. Flexible. No. Don't get out of my face. She was great.
No, do you? Do you?
That's fine. All right.
Okay. Great woman. Like, no bullshit. Like, she was great. You know, the only reason I only bring her up is because we drove down the freeway and you brought up West Covina. Right? Mm-hmm. And then yeah. You know how far West Covina is.
Yeah, down the road.
Yeah. So, West Covina to my house in Anaheim.
Is a drive.
She drove
is a commitment.
Every day. Yeah. I'm telling you. You know, Desperado? The movie Desperado?
Yeah.
You know, shut the fuck up. Can you please shut the fuck up?
He's not even talking.
No. Hold on. I'm telling you. As far as a visual.
Visual.
Shut up. You know Desperado?
Yeah. Yes, we went to this part already.
You know.
It was a visual.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up, asshole.
You know the part where Salma Hayek is on top of Antonio Banderas.
Oh, she shows her titties?
Hold on. Hey! Shut the fuck up! You know the part? You know that piece that you get with her hair that curly? Her waist that little and her tits that big? Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up!
Alright, we get it.
Alright.
He painted a great picture here. Now what?
You see that?
Yeah, we saw it.
I don't know. Can I answer? Or are you going to tell me to shut the fuck up?
I want to tell you shut the fuck up. But, dude, that was what it was like the first time I was there. I'm telling you.
Dude, was this on Valentine's Day, though?
No, it was not Valentine's Day.
We're talking about Valentine's Day.
Was it Valentine's Day? Oh, my God. Valentine's Day, I just jacked off of my own leg.
There you go.
I don't know. I thought it, no. I thought we were getting serious.
You're talking about Valentine's Day.
No, my left leg.
No, my Valentine's Day was my left leg. Okay, let's
my
go
right
on.
Leg is a special
let's go on.
It's a holiday.
So for Valentine's Day, you watched Desperado and jacked off of your left leg.
Okay, go on.
Special.
What the fuck is happening?
It's Team Lowrod, homie. Yeah, there's team, no
shit. All right.
Team Lowrod means
here's
team
what rabbit. I did.
Balls and wieners?
Here's what I did. Okay. Here's the honest truth, because that's all I do on this show, right? For the most
hopefully.
Part. For the most part.
Hopefully.
My wiener hopefully. Hurts.
So, go for it. We're not going to miss you. We won't miss you. So.
I bring back some beer, though.
Oh, look at my butt.
You're stumbling, dude. You better not puke in my fucking... Well, puke in the toilet.
I am not a puker.
All right.
I'm good. More of a pisser and a pooper.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, now that the incoherentness has left the room.
Go ahead and drink the rest of the beer.
So anyways, I wanted to do something nice for my girl this time because it's been a while. Because honestly, it's been pretty hard with money for a while. And I just, you know, the tax season is coming. Dude, I almost slurred, huh? Tax season is coming up. It looks like we'll be able to pay off our debts because we have a shitload of debt, right? So I'm like, all right.
Dude, you live in a beautiful house.
It's not mine. It's not mine at all.
Dude, I had a boner walking in here. Like, serious. And then when I saw the view. I was like, oh.
Yes, that's what happens.
When you do your taxes in the part where it says, do you have any children? Do you like, cha-ching, cha-ching?
You know what? That gives you a tax break. It doesn't give you money back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought, like, for some reason I heard it's like you get $3,000 for each kid.
No.
Yes. For my life, yes.
But you get a break. So if you have to pay, then you get that shit taken away. That's what I think, right?
See, but they pull money out of my check every fucking check. So.
But you do get like a child. You do get a child something or other. And I forget what it is, but.
Anyways.
Yeah. Well, I'm extremely poor, so I get more. So anyways, I found out that the debt will be paid off pretty much. So I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to take her out for somewhere nice, okay? Finally, I'm going to be done with
this. Babe, you could put cheese on it tonight.
Yeah. So I'm thinking of where to go.
Super size.
I'm thinking of where to go because...
Animal style.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up, boy. We got to tell a story.
We got to take the kids to Chino Hills to her parents' house.
You can get ranch.
Dude, be dangerous and hit him in the face.
Yeah.
Dude, this isn't that dangerous, dude.
We got to take the kids to Chino Hills to drop them off at her parents' house. So I'm like, all right, where are we going to go around this area? So I'm like, all right, for some reason, I don't, Lito, you probably know about this because you were fucking born and raised in the OC, right?
Yes.
No. Something like that. Well, close enough.
Anyways.
A place called...
Homo.
The Cellar.
Oh. The Cellar. Nice.
Heard of it?
I've heard of it, yeah.
All right.
It's not like it's back
so there, I'm like, all right.
Is the only reason why you thought of this place is because there's a bunch of signs coming,
Babe,
coming
tell back tell us back a story. Right.
No.
Ball clubs.
No.
You're being as drunk as...
I heard a radio show one day... And it was a long time ago, and someone said he was like a fucking hotshot dude. Oh, he's like a wine guy. Yeah. Oh, you know what? The Cellar in Fullerton is a great place. Yeah. It's just wonderful. Ra da 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 da. I'm like, oh, and I just always remember that shit. Oh, the Cellar. What the fuck? I want to go there one day. And so when this shit came up, I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna take her there. I think. So I looked it up online. I'm like, let's see how pricey this place is. And so it said 25 to 50 a plate.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, that's kind of pricey, but fuck it, dude. It's, you know.
But fuck.
But fuck it. Shut up. Hell. I go, but it's Valentine's, and I owe it to her.
Shut up.
Are you talking about no to my wife to take her to a nice dinner?
Hey, let
I'm
talk.
Talking about.
Just let him talk.
Yeah, hold on.
He's telling your story, dude.
Suck yourself off. Anyway.
You have my opinion.
So,
I will suck myself off.
Yes, you will. So, I take her there.
Uh-huh.
You been there before?
Not the Cellar, no.
Okay. So you gotta go in this place. It's off Harbor, where all those bars are, across the street.
Downtown Fullerton.
Yeah.
The Cellar.
Down to fuck, yes.
Downtown Fullerton. It's like, okay. All the fucking bars are, you go across the street, on Harbor, and it's
oh,
there.
Okay, now I know what you're talking about. Okay.
So, dude, you gotta go into, like, this, like, weird, it's kind of cool, though. It's like a weird courtyard type thing. And it's hard to find, but, like, the Cellar, like, you walk downstairs, it's an actual fucking cellar. It's pretty cool.
The parking's awful.
Remember we went to Beverly Hills?
Why parked in the downtown Fullerton fucking bar area?
My birthday? We went down.
Hold on! We're still in one story of yours.
Oh, I'm just saying. He's going down a Fullerton bar. I'm going down to Beverly Hills. Right. I think my story is better. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Anyways.
All right, Fullerton. Go for it. Yeah.
You have no idea what I'm talking about. It's Valentine's Day. Belligerent fuck.
All right. I'm a belligerent motherfucker. That's what
So we walk down the stairs, and it's very it's very cool, right?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Oh, my God. You hear this guy?
Hey, this is Team Lowrider.
Blatant disrespect.
This is Team Lowrider.
I don't know what that means. I'll take it as an insult. I'll take it as an insult.
We're
walking down the stairs, and they're all lit up, and it's nice and fancy. We get down to the door, we open it up, and it's fucking gorgeous down there. It's like you're actually like in a basement of a fucking old, you know,
like you're in a cellar,
old timey place. But it's not like what you picture. Okay. I don't know what you picture as a cellar, but they have like these like archways that like, you know, and there's like grapes, vines hanging down from the ceiling, all kinds of crazy cool shit. And it's super fucking dark in there, and it's like a can of lights only. That's it. It's really cool. So, dude, if you take a chick there, you will fucking...
I kind of want to take my chick there.
This guy zippers down. Oh, wait. He zippers down. It's like
you zipper.
Well, my wiener's not big enough to come out. So.
After my girl gives birth to my bastard child,
yeah,
we're going to go there.
All right. So we go, we get seated, and dude, there hasn't been too many times where I felt out of place somewhere. This is one of those places.
So you got all distracted when they called you sir?
Well, that
or but sire?
No one rapist. Okay,
when you go to Olive Garden,
right this way, huh?
Shut up!
I've never been.
When you go to Olive Garden, they're wearing like black. They're wearing black pants, like a white shirt, maybe a little tie. Right?
They're on their iPhone.
Yeah, a little tie. These people are wearing full-on tuxedos when they serve you.
Oh shit!
That's what I'm talking about. Oh. And they bring the fucking. Here's how it goes. We sit down at this little table. Yeah, we sit on this table. I sit in this fucking, it's like a little table. I sit on one side, she sits on the other side. We look around, every couple is sitting on the same side of the table, at the same you know what I mean? Not sitting across from each other, but sitting like directly next to each other.
Yeah.
We look around, every couple is doing this, and we felt stupid because it's like, we're the only ones sitting across from each other. And so she's like, should we move? And I go, yeah, definitely. Because everybody in the whole fucking place is sitting side by side. So I'm like, all right, I guess that's the thing to do in this fancy place. We sit down. The guy comes. Well, hello, sir. How are you doing this evening? How are you? I'm like, oh, good. Here's the wine list. He walks away. And I'm like, fuck, dude.
Should we just get Sprites?
I'm in over my head at this place. And she goes, yeah, she said that. Should we just get, like, sodas or something? I go, no. We came to the cellar.
Sir, can I get the penis noir?
I'm like, we came to the cellar. We're getting fucking wine. I open the wine book. It's by the bottle. You can't get by glass.
Ouch.
$100. $150. $175. $200. $250. I'm like,
you know what? I love
holy
shit. You went
shit.
To the wrong place.
Shut your mouth.
So, I will not shut my mouth, sir.
Shut your mouth right
you
now.
You went to the wrong place.
Hey, fucking story.
I right went now. To the Sizzler. You went to the wrong place. Remember the Sizzler? We went to the Sizzler.
The
we got
Sizzler.
All of the free wine that we could get, sir. Fuck that shit.
We didn't get a lot of free wine.
We get a lot of fucking free wine.
Anyway.
And beer.
So I looked at the wine list.
All right. I'm not, yeah.
But Sister and, does give us free wine.
I passed through.
This is like for real.
I passed
all the. Well, I had sex with her, so.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So you sit there getting butt fucked by the authority.
Yeah. So I pass all the pink shit. All the white Zinfandel. I pass all that shit.
The white? The white Zinfandels.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No. When you say the whites, it's a
segregated restaurant.
It's a different thing.
Yeah.
I had the fist fight with the whites. Remember they?
That's our whites.
They challenged me to the fist fight, and I
shut up,
all of
you.
Them.
Okay.
Yes.
So I pass on the wine list. All the white wines. All the white Zinfandel. All that fancy fruit
very
shit.
Very interesting.
So fuck that. So I find the reds, right?
Very interesting.
I look down all the prices on the fucking list. And I find the one for $35.
What? What was it?
Budweiser? No, it was wine.
It was balls and wieners.
I don't know what exactly it was called, but I'm like, dude.
The kangaroo jack.
No, it was not. I'm like, should I?
Yellowtail.
That one. Yellowtail.
Wait, should I get the cheapest one on the list? She's like, we can't do that. That's too cheap. Yeah, you're right. And I'm looking like, actually, the cheapest one was $25. I got the $35 one, right? So the guy brings it out.
They don't have no, like, happy hour in it?
No.
It's fancy. Okay, so it's fancy.
Very fancy.
Hey, fuck that shit,
So man. The guy comes, he pours the wine, you know, he opens it. It's like a four-course meal. Like, they bring the courses out one at a time and shit, that kind of thing.
Very fancy.
Yeah, very fancy. I fell over my head. Anyways, long story short, at the end of the fucking meal, like I said, I looked it up online, $25, $50 a plate, right? What does the bill come out to be?
If he charges about $325 for a blowjob, I'm guessing that.
I don't charge them.
The people I work for, I charge blowjobs.
Two blowjobs and a nickel, huh?
It was okay for two fucking people for just the food and one bottle of wine. It was $200.
$200.
$200.
I'm gonna slap that stupid bitch. That's hard.
Imagine how many times we went to that fucking Sizzler and we like, yeah, get us this shit and all that bullshit.
But I spent $10 on it.
Yeah, and they gave us all that fucking free wine and shit. Like,
yeah, that's free wine though, jerk. This is like bot wine.
Yeah, idiot. This is like fancy.
I'm the idiot. I spent that much money. Hey,
dude, I did this one time in my life. Yeah. You're calling me an idiot? It's a fucking Valentine's Day.
Yeah, of course. Valentine's? Fucking, you're supposed to get laid on that shit no matter what you do. If you have the skills, what the fuck are you going to spend that shit on?
Didn't this guy just say he jerked off on his leg?
Yeah.
He got laid, though. And spent no money.
I promise you.
Listen, here's where you're wrong. You're dating all these whores and whatnot, right? I got a wife.
Half. No, wait.
I got a wife.
I respect the wife.
Listen to me.
I respect.
I got a wife with two children.
I don't know. Oh,
this shit does not come. It does not come all the time when you go out and you do that shit. So I owe this to her.
Oh no!
And I happily fucking paid.
No. That's it. I respect the wife thing. No. That's. I respect
you should have
that.
Said that, but we don't
you
know you.
You should have said that.
I said earlier I was married, you dumb fuck. You asked me.
I don't remember shit. What the fuck? You tell me the...
Wait. You think I'm taking a date to this place? Is that what you thought?
I don't know where you went. I don't remember what the fuck you were talking about.
No.
You know where we're at right now, right?
I'm not taking a date to the cellar.
We're at the world map, dude.
Yeah.
There's a fucking map of like Africa and like Australia. There's fucking guitars on the fucking... There's a fucking pinata right there on my fucking left shoulder. Look, I'm sorry. But I'm not sorry.
That was awesome.
Team Laurent at its worst and best.
All right, so basically what happened was...
No.
It wasn't...
Let me just say this one thing.
What?
If you have a woman that you love and you respect that much, big ups. I really, really respect that. Like, I really do.
Talking shit no more.
No. Well,
he didn't understand. No, I didn't understand.
So you're just running your mouth for no reason.
Hold on. If you're a fucking loser had a girl that, like, just fucked around with you and, like...
Oh, everyone knows that, though,
bro. Hold on.
That goes without saying, right?
Hold on. Obviously it didn't. I didn't know you were married. I didn't know you had
Said that, like, fucking an hour ago.
How the fuck? I'm not a fucking memorian. I'm not a fucking liborious. Do I look like a fucking scientist?
Memorian and a laborious?
I don't remember.
You heard it on the Danger Hour first.
Shit.
New words.
What the fuck,
Webster.
Man?
Webster.
I don't remember
Add
shit.
Add these two words to it.
A memorian and a librarian.
I don't remember. Look, if you are a good man and you have a woman that respects what you do, big ups.
Wow.
I respect that. But if you don't, then...
Dennis Sizzler, $10 wine.
There you go.
Exactly.
Is that
what we're saying? Exactly.
Hey, disagree. You took me to Sizzler for $10 wine.
Well, you have a fucking loose butthole.
If I can close this story out. Yes. Damn it. Okay. Basically, what happened was, for Valentine's Day, they upsailed the fucking menu. They made it...
They fucking inflated the menu?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
that's
the thing is, they have no prices on the menu. That's
I
it.
I hate fucking
restaurants.
You should inflate their buttholes.
You know what? I think the restaurants that don't have prices, certain people shouldn't go, me being one of them.
Yeah.
But did they,
that was a one-time thing, man. And if I go back, it's going to be under different circumstances.
Did you okay? Did you show the wifey the bill, or did you
class? Well, she saw it. I mean,
well, yeah, they have the same bank statement, dude.
Well, I understand that, but did you do the gentleman thing and like?
No,
it's alright. I got it.
Do you know?
Hold on, wait for the story purpose. Hold on, wait.
I'm gonna go hard with the story, so hurry the fuck up.
Hold on, wait. We already know what you're gonna say.
You think?
Ma. Girl's stupid. Blah,
no.
Blah,
you
girl,
think? Go. Go.
Girl's bully for fuck. Blah.
You yeah. think?
Vaginas?
What? You think?
Vagina only for pound.
You think? I'm very sorry.
All I'm saying is, did they at least give you mints on the check?
No.
Bastards. No mints?
No mints.
Oh, but
bastards.
Where no was mints. It? I'll throw tomatoes at their fucking
tomatoes.
We live down the street from them, so we can do this.
Like tomatoes will be
basically it was there. it was a lot of money, but it was a cool experience.
No.
Was it at least good?
No.
No, she,
hold on.
Wait.
Yeah.
Did she enjoy it?
Yeah, she liked it.
Okay. Was it why? Good?
Fuck it then.
Why?
How and why? Yes. Answer me that experience. One.
Because it wasn't up. It wasn't the Sizzler. It was she had what did she have? I had venison, which is you know what that is?
Ooh. Baby deer.
That's right.
You fucking murderer.
That's get right. The fuck out.
I didn't actually
I
didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, we gotta talk to you. No, you gotta talk to you gotta well, you gotta
I didn't kill the baby deer though. That's the thing.
To
she had she had quail.
Whoa.
And baby and she duck. Had
quail?
Baby duck.
Are you kidding me? Quail?
That's the baby
and I
of
had
the duck.
I know
baby
I had
the duck.
I had filet mignon.
Filet mignon?
Ah,
yeah.
Baby of the cow.
Let me say my offensive things and
it was
then you guys
good.
Fucking go butt rape each other.
It was good.
Whatever the fuck you want. Look.
Oh shit, here we go. Oh,
do they really need that shit?
Who?
The woman. Shut the
It was
a rhetorical question. Shut the fuck up.
I'm sorry.
You don't know this, though, yet, bro. You haven't gone down that... How long have you been with a girl? One time. For once.
And you've done so many things for that girl, dude.
I've been with multiple girls.
No, Dick, that's not what I'm saying. When you can drop down and say, fuck this. I'm going to do this for her, not for you. It doesn't fucking... matter what you think in this position.
Yes!
The dinner's not for you. The seller's not for you. Obviously, I know you, bro. You are...
You think you know me.
No.
Dude, you're wearing a fucking wolf ring. That says enough, right?
Because of what?
Where do you think I got this from?
He's a
I want you to tell me, where did I get this from?
I'm going to say a girl.
No.
Oh.
Because I'm a badass godfather. That's how I got this shit.
What does a wolf have to do with being a godfather? I don't
because
understand.
I'm a godfather. They said... They said, you know what?
Whoa, are you going to ask him to marry him?
That shit will fucking destroy somebody if you punch him, right?
Well,
nice, dude.
Oh, yeah, the other fist
never
will?
Seen me in a cage fight.
No, I haven't.
Great.
I don't want to.
You don't want to see me. I will fuck somebody.
Wait, you've been in a cage
naked.
Fight?
I've not been. From? I've been in a street fight, but not in a cage.
No
fight.
Cage.
Now,
so why'd you say you never seen me in a cage fight? You've never been in one.
No one ever has.
Look, I'm telling you,
Rod.
All right,
I'm telling you.
You've never seen me in a cage fight. Nobody has.
You know what? You know what? The coolest thing is, I've been in a lot of street fights, but the coolest thing is that I really do want to be into. Shut the fuck up. I want to take a dump in your head. I really do want to be in a cage with another person that
with another man. You're saying
that knows how to fight. I don't care if it's a female. I don't give a fuck.
And this answers
hold
why
on.
You don't
hold
get
on. Hold on.
Spending $200
hold
on a chick is special. That,
hold on,
that said it right there.
Hold
if
on.
You want to be in a cage with a girl, I don't matter.
No.
That's
no.
why you
it's
don't
not
understand.
About
this. No,
about
it
her.
Is.
No,
it
it's
is.
Not about her being a girl. It's about the one that's the best at beating the fuck out of me. I want to be in a cage.
So you
want to
get beat. You don't
want to
win.
I want to... I really do want to be a person that gets into a cage with somebody that knows how to beat the shit out of them.
You're a masochist then.
Is this a metaphor for your life? Your life is the cage and the women beat the fuck out of you?
Maybe. I don't know.
Ooh.
I just... You know what? I want to be the guy that...
His life just
has No. Hold on. I want to be the guy that gets humbled. I want to be the guy that gets fucked up. I want to be the guy that gets destroyed.
You need to be humbled a little bit, right?
Yeah, I need to be the guy that gets humbled. Like
the next girl gets in his room. Baby, this is the cage.
Your ass is mine.
Have you ever
You are Tito Ortiz, and I am Rashad Evans.
Have you ever gotten into a serious fight with another male?
Yeah.
That has kicked your ass?
No. I mean, it's never gone down as like an epic Drago versus Rocky. I mean, I didn't lose myself and gain something in the end.
Bama Janet, Dos Equis.
Because you're drunk ass and you fucking just drinking.
And you finished it.
I'm just saying, man. I really do like that.
Analogy.
The analogy that someone can fucking kick my ass. I really like that.
It goes into your point that you say you like to be tested and you don't want to be the worst. That you want to be the best at anything.
Yeah,
you can,
of course, dude.
Which has nothing to do with this Valentine's Day story.
Of course it does.
No, nothing to do with it.
It does.
We're talking about Valentine's Day, dude.
Wow.
Okay.
I think you learned something about yourself tonight, huh?
I've been through Valentine's Day since I was like 12 years old. Every fucking year.
I choose you.
Balls. All right, enough about this. Let's get to a manly topic because this guy's
balls.
Fucking, this guy's flooding with testosterone up here, huh? He's about to fucking explode.
I need a fucking butt.
Let's go with the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Fuck the Super Bowl.
Did you watch it? Did you watch it?
Nope.
I saw it with, where's my, where is the no more gin? Do,
there's nothing.
Why is there no more gin?
Because we finished it all.
You're too angry.
No, we didn't finish it.
You're
we
too goddamn angry, that's why there's no more gin. So did you watch Super Bowl or not?
I didn't watch
it. Did you watch it?
Part of it.
I did.
You know why?
With the family.
Oh, shit, I don't have my keys.
It was lousy, right? It was bad, right?
The San Francisco 49ers is the best team in the fucking
You know planet. What? The Niners versus the Saints was the best game of the whole season.
That was a fucking great game. Dude.
Unbelievably great.
And the only reason the fucking Giants beat the Niners is because the Niners
fucked themselves.
Imploded.
No, yeah. No. It was Kyle Williams. It was the one guy, Kyle Williams.
And I keep dropping the fucking ball.
He dropped. Yeah, he dropped the two balls.
He should have been a Memorian instead of a Laborian.
Laborious.
No, Alex Smith. Don't even talk about Alex Smith. Alex Smith did everything that he had to do. Alex Smith.
What about Steve Young?
What are you saying?
Yeah,
then?
He choked too at the end, though.
What are you saying? No. I want to say no. Him. You said what about Steve?
What about Joe Montana?
What about Joe Montana?
What about right, Steve? You're just angering the fucking don't anger wild
the
drunk.
Anger. Don't anger the fire.
Let me tell you something. I went to my wife's family's house to watch it, and her dad was there. And this is the first thing he tells me when I show up. That it was fucking.
You're
funny.
A fag.
No, he didn't say that.
Okay. Well, he already knows. Well, you have a New York hat on. That's why.
That is purely aesthetic.
He does it because he thinks it looks good in it.
Then don't do it.
No.
Do you like the Yankees?
No.
Then why?
I don't like any fucking baseball team.
Then stop wearing baseball caps.
Why do you wear a baseball hat then?
You know what I wear in my head? A beanie.
I wear condoms. I wear dicks. I wear,
You wear dicks on your head?
Yeah, I wear furs of men's past.
Oh God!
Anyway, so this guy tells me, he goes, "Hey James, do you know any bookies?" I'm like, "What?
Do you know any bookies?"
Yeah. He goes, "Do you have any phone numbers for bookies?"
I go, "Is that like a rapist?"
No.
When you place in a bed,
I don't know a bookie.
I don't have money to put money on things.
Exactly, which is why I don't know any fucking bookie.
Okay.
He goes,
I didn't even know what a bookie was.
I don't even know why he asked me that.
Hey, James, you better ask a laborious for that one.
Do I look am I Colombian? Why would you ask me that?
He goes, hey James, you have any phone numbers for bookies? I go, what? No, I don't. Oh, really? Oh, okay.
And, he's like, I wanted
to make a bet on the game. It hasn't started yet, right? And I'm like, oh, okay. It's not too late, right? And I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea. And so like, I go my own little way. I'm talking to whoever I'm talking to. And like maybe 20 minutes later, I ran into him again. Oh, I made a bet.
With
I found a bookie. I'm like, what?
That's a terrible story, by the way. I'm just saying. Well, he asked why. He said, with who? I mean, I didn't get the story.
Because you're drunk as shit. Shut up.
Well, you asked it too. Are you
drunk
as shit?
Hold on. Let him tell us.
Yeah. All right. Go for it. Yeah. There's
so,
a
he
range
goes,
right here.
He goes, I found a bookie. I made a bet. I'm like, really? You did? Where at? Oh, I just found one. I go, okay. Who'd you bet on? $1,000 on the Patriots.
Oh,
on the Patriots.
Wait, did they win?
No.
No.
No. They did not win.
Ouch.
They lost.
$1,000 on the fucking
Where does he find a bookie? Does he just Google it?
Don't ask me. I don't know.
You go to Las Vegas. You just go wherever.
He probably gave $1,000 to some Mexican guy.
You go to downtown Los Angeles, you find them everywhere. It's not like like fucking Pokemon shit.
Catch him, you don't even know what a bookie is. How do you know?
I know how to bet on fucking sporting events. I don't know how to catch a fucking little creature and shit. I know how to bet on.
What are you fucking talking about?
I'm talking about betting on sporting events.
What creatures are you talking about?
The Pokemon.
What Pokemon?
You said I don't know how to do the Pokemon.
I didn't say anything about Pokemon.
I thought you said anything about Pokemon. You did.
Did I say a shit about Pokemon? Yes. Yes. I think I want to play Pokemon. Wow. Yes.
You know what? No. I think this is what happened. You said bookie, and I think he said, I think in his brain it went Pokemon.
I like Pokemon.
This is what I think. That's a dumb story already. Because he thought you were talking about Pokemon.
Because he has fucking, what's that, Mewtwo? Like, this is stupid, dude. I got fucking Mewtwo on my head.
You're trying to over there buy a fucking Pikachu for $1,000? I got a Mewtwo. This story is dumb. Mewtwo can beat Pikachu all day.
My mind rhymes, it goes on a different line.
Yeah, I can
tell.
It goes
differently, yeah.
My rhymes go on a different line.
It does.
Do the infamous Paula line. The about writing rhymes, not chicks.
If you don't remember this one, you're horrible.
Mind you, this is what he used to say after we used to tell him something. When we used to tell him, shut up, Paul, you know what you're talking about. Go.
I can't wait. Don't worry if I write rhymes. I write checks. And Rodrigo just farted when I said
it. And that's exactly...
farted!
It was thunder. And that's exactly what we do after it. You're like, what the hell are you talking about?
Don't worry if I write rhymes, I write checks!
Yeah.
Same. Why are you getting mad at me for?
Anyway, so the commercials were lousy, the Super Bowl was lousy.
Yeah, what the fuck we're talking about?
What about the John Stamos commercial? You see that shit?
Nope. Yeah, the bitch was fine as balls.
John Stamos. I was working the whole
time. John Stamos update.
Oh, okay. Let's hear
Brother-in-law
it.
Went to some Grammy charity or whatever like that, and he goes, hey, so I'm pissing in the bathroom, guess who I'm pissing next to? John Stamos.
Really?
I don't know who that is.
John Stamos
did he have a glowing aura?
He said he didn't have a glowing aura, but he didn't say he had a nice dick.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He looked at his dick?
I think he did.
Swear to God.
I'm pretty sure he looked at his dick.
Oh, but you don't have confirmation.
John Stamos, you know John Stamos is, right?
He knows. Like, when I show him
pictures. Full House.
Uncle Hold Jesse. On.
Uncle when
Jesse
I show him a picture,
okay.
He's like, yeah, I jack off to him all the time. When I show him the
everyone
picture,
does.
He'll know. He's like,
everyone knows.
Jack off one. Oh, you should have said jack off
one. I didn't want to.
Preset jack off one?
These guys don't know. I didn't want to.
Default jack off one, dude.
I didn't want to.
Don't know.
I didn't want to do it like
that. Yeah, they didn't watch the fucking Super Bowl. I can't ask the next question, really.
I didn't watch
the, halftime show.
49ers.
Oh, it's fucking horrible. Did you watch the fucking the halftime show? The Madonna halftime show?
Say it again. You're about to say something. What do you.
No. You know what? I will.
You watch that.
I will say it. With the Kevin and Bean, hold on, shut the fuck up.
You don't like them.
You do not talk to me that way.
Weird Al Yankovic should be the next host of the next Super Bowl.
Oh, I will say that. I've heard that. I've heard about that.
I've heard Weird Al since I was a fucking kid. Weird Al is the fucking baddest motherfucker.
He was really good. When you're stoned, Weird Al's the best.
Get out of here, stoned. I was a fucking child.
When are you not stoned?
Weird
It won't be any good if he's in the halftime show. It'll be lousy.
Well, that's It'd because be you're Imagine. A fucking... I don't think you
have... Was that right the Eat It song?
Eat it.
I think he will do a great job.
I think you know what? I think it'll be horrible, yet I think it'll be a lot better than everything they probably ever
done. Exactly.
And that was one of my points a long time ago on the show when I said, you know what? We need a better halftime show. Like, this Madonna one was horrible. Who the fuck?
Madonna was a fucking prehistoric. Like,
she was a prehistoric. She still is prehistoric, and she comes out with LMFAO and Nicki Minaj and the Paper Airplane
gives
song.
Shit about
that. Exactly, but that's my point. Like, okay, if we want to make it better, who the fuck would we put on there? And it's like, okay, Weird Al Yankovic. Yeah, it'd be funny as shit because it'd be so like it'd be so bad that it's funny. But then again, it'd be a lot better than most of the other things. Because this year's controversy was, oh, the, what's her name? The paper airplanes girl, she flipped off the camera. MIA. She flipped off the camera.
She did?
Yeah, who fucking cares? Do you care?
I don't give a fuck. Exactly. But the thing is, like, you're asking the wrong person because I don't give a shit about technology or entertainment.
We're not talking about
I don't give a shit about none of that, dude. I really don't care. It's got nothing to do with what he's
talking about.
It's a football game.
I know it's a football game, but it's the biggest football game. And this football game, it goes across all different fields of people. Don't tell me no. You don't watch football on a regular basis. You only watch football because my brother was like, hey, you like the Chargers? Yeah, okay, balls, wieners.
And
yeah.
I jumped on board. So what's wrong with that?
Yeah, you jumped on board. But regularly, you would not watch a football game.
I don't understand what the big deal is, though.
What does that
it's
matter?
It's not a big deal.
What does that matter?
But you cannot critique the...
We're talking about halftime shows.
You cannot... Hold on. You cannot...
That's the artist basis.
Hold on. You cannot critique the halftime shows because you don't watch football regularly.
When has there ever been another halftime show during the regular season? Man. Halftime shows have nothing to do with the game.
That's true. You're off your rocker on this one, man.
What halftime shows have there ever been besides on Super Bowl? And what did the halftime show actually have to do with the football game itself?
I can name it right now. Fucking Bailey, look it up. Write it down because you're not going to remember it. Bailey... The San Francisco 49ers versus the fucking New Orleans Saints 2011 playoff game. And you'll see how much the...
2012.
You'll see... Yeah.
Oh, no.
2012. Okay. You'll see how much that fucking halftime played in the game. You'll see. And that's just one example.
Are we talking about actual halftime?
No, shows, dude.
The halftime show. No, that's what I'm talking about. The halftime show.
The actual concert.
Yes.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, you haven't even seen it.
I saw it, but I was right
you didn't see
you.
It.
What was the halftime show?
I was right
show?
There next to you.
Bailey.
Kanye West? I don't know.
No, it was not. God damn it. It was not Kanye West. It was Bailey.
Okay, let's move on, dude. Yes.
God damn it. Look up Bailey.
Bailey who?
Bailey. Look up the rapper Bailey, San Francisco 49ers versus the New Orleans Saints, 2012.
You know we're arguing about the same exact thing, though, right?
Yeah, but you're saying that the halftime show does not mean anything. I'm telling you, look at that halftime show.
What did that mean to you?
That halftime show?
Yeah.
Everything. Have you heard that song? Are you a fan?
That's what they're saying. That the Super Bowl was... This Super Bowl show was stupid. That's what he's saying. That's what they're saying. That it was
are
dumb.
You think that we're saying that Madonna's good?
There's a craftsman.
He's saying Madonna was sucked at the Super Bowl halftime. That's what he's saying.
Okay.
That's all.
I'll leave it.
That's what it was.
All right.
What are you talking about?
I got a craftsman in my hand.
So I'm the craftsman.
Let me see that.
Yeah, okay. Did I take that away from him?
So anyways.
He was saying that the Super
Where's
Bowl
Where's the bottle of gin?
I don't know. Someone out there, dude.
You don't need the bottle of gin. Yeah. That's the last thing you need.
I need it more.
What you need is a good bed and a glass of water.
I need it more than you need.
And some
I want some pizza.
Oh, wait, let's go on.
Yes.
What's the...
This is the longest game drive you've ever done, huh?
Yeah, oh my God.
What
seems
happened?
Like it.
Balls and wieners?
It really seems like it. Anyway, should I even get on the Grammys? Is he too fucking blown
no,
to
I've
do it?
I've never seen the Grammys in my life.
Well, who cares about the Grammys?
You didn't watch your Grammys?
No. Who cares?
No. No one cares. It's just something to fucking talk about. Yeah. You
dipshit. There's a bunch of shit to talk about.
You know what? We happen to be on a fucking podcast right now. We happen to be talking about stupid shit. This happens to be one of the stupid shits I wanted to talk about.
Well,
for example,
that's what you wanted.
LL Cool J was the host. And I can't stand this motherfucker because he licks his lips all goddamn 3 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Me well, and your brother.
He has good lips.
No, is it annoying? Does she annoy by this shit?
Me and Felipe said, wouldn't I it would be, lick his me lip. And Felipe, we caught a little bit. Me and Felipe said, wouldn't it be funny to have a game that every time you licked his lips, you take a shot?
Ah,
everyone would be drunk.
A
no,
shot of beer or a shot of alcohol?
Of alcohol. Would it? You don't know.
Okay,
you don't
know. Hold on.
You can't interject on a subject that you don't know.
Hold on. Does he do it on purpose? Yes.
Yes.
Does it get him laid? Yes. So what the fuck is the problem? It gets him some fucking pussy. Are you really gonna?
Why not take shots to it?
Exactly.
Well, okay. Well, I'm maybe like
fighting with us again because we're agreeing about the same thing.
Okay. I'm just saying.
All I'm saying is that from a guy, it's annoying watching him lick his fucking lips all day long. It is.
But this if you were a guy.
I don't watch TV.
I am a guy.
Are you?
Yeah. Yes. I think I am.
You got some nice titties. Hold on. If you got laid by licking your lips, like, dude, you really got
to
realize.
I'm sure his chest doesn't have anything to do with it.
Like, that's fine, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean I can't be annoyed by it.
Do you know anything about licking your lips and getting laid by it?
Yeah. I do.
No, you don't.
You yes, don't. I do. No, you don't.
You think I don't?
You don't even have any lips.
Does this guy have sexy lips?
No, not at all.
I don't think so.
He's got no lips.
I wouldn't say that.
Chicken's got more lips than this guy.
This guy has seen me pull the, like the
pull it out after you're done?
Weirdest, like, most incredible fucks. I'm just saying.
What were you doing? What were you doing with your lips?
All right, anyways, the other thing was I thought was funny was Chris Brown beat the fuck out of Rihanna, right? They're in the same place at the same night performing on the same stage.
Yeah.
Isn't that fucking weird? If you beat the fuck out of a chick, would you want to be performing?
Here's the thing. Yeah. I don't hate Chris Brown about that.
I don't either. I'm just saying the fact. Cares? Why would they schedule them the same night is my question. Isn't that weird to you?
Exactly.
Well, they're both really hot. Their songs are really hot right now.
It's media attention.
Exactly. That's what I was going to go with. It's a smart thing he's actually said. It's media attention. What'd you say?
Media attention.
Media attention. Yes. Why is it?
Because
they have hot songs.
When you got two negative riffs and a story to tell behind it, and if they're, oh my god, might say hi to each other.
Let me just say,
you think they're gonna punch each other?
No. Let me just say it.
It's kind of like, remember that MTV Awards when Tupac's mom and Biggie's mom came out together?
I don't remember that. But everyone thought
that was gonna be like a big deal because they hated each other.
Let me just say how plain and rough. And people expected it to be like, hey, this guy beat me, and hey, I beat this bitch. And they really...
Why can't she be a woman?
She's a bitch.
Yeah, okay. She's a bitch. All right. Look, that's really...
What if he's a rude boy?
Shut the fuck up, please. That's how really plain it is. Look. When you see Rihanna and Chris Brown, like...
Who would you fuck? Rihanna or Chris Brown?
Well, Chris Brown has a really tight ass. Rihanna's titties are really little. I don't know. Don't ask me these questions! It's tough! Don't! Don't do it!
You are...
A mess?
A mess.
Don't do it!
And you know what? And cousin, honestly...
Yeah.
I know, like, you're going to be like, dude, real, whoa, this is always him. This is always him.
I've never known anybody other than this person you're watching right now. Mm-hmm. It's always
Don't do him. It.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I fucking love this motherfucker.
He's a car crash. Let's say that. He's a car crash.
Yeah.
Can I
you
tell
don't
you?
Wanna, you, Hold you, on. You want to look away, but you can't.
Can I tell you, when I first met him, he had a wife that called him a bitch.
You told us that already.
Yes.
I'm just reiterating.
You eight times tonight.
I'm just reiterating.
That's why? The fifth time you said that.
I'm just reiterating.
People can just rewind and press play again.
But I just want you to really understand how amazing it is that.
Wait, that he has integrity?
No.
Oh.
That he has such a beautiful wife. An understanding wife. He has a great job.
Okay.
And he has a baby coming on the way. This baby. Man.
Listen, dude, I'm not offering him a fucking job. I'm
No.
Oh,
I'm just.
I'm out of
here. I thought you were going to. He sucks good dick. Oh, I thought you were going to give him that.
Hired.
Job. Hold on.
Hired. I don't know what job we can give him.
All I'm going to do is see the beard and I know he's good.
Yo, that's no, it. He's a collector. What was that? Hold on. I'm good. Look. He's one of the best motherfuckers I've ever met in my life.
All right.
I'm telling you, I think there's...
I've already heard the love between these two. Or enough. I'm saturated with this love between these two. Right? Are you sick of it?
It's hard. Honestly, dude.
I think somebody hurt you.
No. That's what he says. And he says, it's always somebody hurt you. They have genuine love for each other, dude. Yeah,
dude, he's already professed it like 18 times tonight.
Yeah.
He'll probably do it another time.
You know what I am? You know what I am? I'm the godfather to his first son.
All right.
Did he name it already?
Yeah.
Good job, bro.
Of course. Good job. You know, I have 4 godchildren.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Lord help us all. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Are they all boys?
No, I have 3 girls and 1 girl. Boys and 1 girl.
At least you know these girl. That this little girl is. Have you ever seen Bad Boys 2?
Yes.
When that one. Have you ever seen Bad Boys 2?
Yes.
When
what's that to do with it?
No. Remember when that guy comes to the door to pick up the little girl?
When he picks up his daughter.
Up his daughter.
Yeah.
He's like, you best not be thinking. They were just fucking with him the whole time.
Yeah, man.
So, nigga, you ever been in prison? You ever been in prison?
Yeah.
You know what I do with a little pretty girl like you? He's like, there ain't gonna be no fucking tonight. I can see this guy right here.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's... You know, I say a lot of funny or whatever bullshit.
No, you're saying offensive things. Yeah.
I say a lot of offensive things. Yeah, it's not funny. You know what? You know, you take a poll. I'm a very respectable person. Take a poll. Seriously, ask people that.
You want to take a poll?
Take a poll.
In your ass?
Take a fucking. You can try to take a poll. I'm telling
you. He's talking a general poll.
Is he talking spheres. Himself up again?
Yes.
Oh, okay. The general theme in this show. Huh?
Talk to people.
You
man.
Are wonderful.
Thank you.
You are wonderful.
I'm not trying.
You are God's gift.
The thing
you are a self-proclaimed God's gift.
The thing that I'm not trying to.
He's a beautiful chaos between.
I'm not trying to blow myself up. I'm just
boom.
That's Raj's job.
I'm just trying to not like let people like. Like, there's a lot of
no one's keeping you down, brother. Spread your wings and fly, peacock.
You don't know. There's a lot of people that bring me down because.
No one's here is bringing you down, though.
No. It's just the word that I'm spreading because.
Are the words your legs? Oh! All right, anyways.
Does look spread?
The Foo Fighters won a Grammy for best some bullshit for that song they have. Anyways, I liked Dave's acceptance speech. Did you hear what he said? No, you didn't, so I'll tell you.
I saw it.
Did you? Anyways,
what did he say? Like, for real?
He said something like, it just goes to show because they made the album in his garage and it's all fucking tape. It's not all digital. No computer helps. Anyways, he said that.
That's right.
He said that he believes something. I'm paraphrasing here that the human essence is alive and well in music and it's not all about digital bullshit and fucking technology, which you hate, Paolo. It ties right into you.
So what?
You hate technology. So what?
He's agreeing with you, Dick.
Yeah.
Well, don't fight me.
I'm not fighting you, dumb fuck. I'm telling you. Oh, my God.
You believe in what they believe.
All right, don't yell at me.
Anyway, so I thought it was cool what he said, but it was funny, too, because they cut him off. You
gotta take a dump.
They cut him off completely. Really? Go take a dump. Get lost. This time, shit will come in your ass, not your mouth. Get out of here.
Don't shit on the carpet either, dude.
Where's the bottle of gin?
There's no more.
There's no more, Dick.
No shit.
You guys finished it.
I'll be right back in like 5 minutes.
Wow.
I'm gonna get some gin.
I think I was gonna get the door open.
Yeah, that'd be pretty gross.
Anyway, you got cut off, dude. I thought that shit was funny that, you know, like, I want to think. It's like,
I literally think, and I'm gonna side with you on this one. I literally think that the fucking powers to be, they. Are trying to make this world into a computer world. I'm not a huge Foo Fighters fan, but it's never failed that I've liked most of the shit that they do.
Yeah.
It never fails. And even like when somebody speaks up like that, you know what? It does the world good because it means that there's going to be some kind of resistance when the inevitable change comes, you know? It needs to happen. I mean, you know, you guys should know that. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, when we're making fucking songs, when everybody turns into a fucking artist out of their fucking iPads, then it's going to be fucking Dave Grohl and the rest of his fucking followers as, teaching us really how to make music.
Yeah. Good.
Right.
One thing I wanted to add before.
I still like LMFAO, though.
I thought it was funny that Foster the People were on the Grammys, and I only watched a part of it. I fell asleep. But they were on the Grammys, right? And I figure, if you're a musician, that's like the big time, right? I'm on the Grammys. But I thought it was a slap in the face because they make it on the Grammys, but they haven't played a Beach Boys song.
Right.
I was like, what is this shit? Like, why don't they play their own music? I mean, my question really is it's pretty much a slap in the face, right? You get invited to the Grammys, you can't play your own music, you got to play someone else's music.
And even then, it just didn't sound right.
Yeah, it was weird, right?
It was
yeah.
Foster the People, but it was Beach Boys inspired. It just didn't sound right.
Yeah.
Like that Foo Fighter, when Foo Fighters mixed in with Deadmau5, I thought that was stupid.
I didn't see that. I fell asleep.
Yeah, it was
no good. All right. One last thing. Paul McCartney was pretty involved in that show, right?
That whole fucking guitar riffomania, fucking
at the end.
Yeah,
I didn't see it. I fell asleep.
That was
good?
Fucking cool, dude.
Yeah, I need to watch it.
They had Paul McCartney. They had Bruce Springsteen. They had Dave Grohl, and they had two other guys that I'm pretty sure are famous. And
from the Eagles.
Okay,
right?
I don't know who they are. They weren't on MTV Crib, so I don't know. But they were just fucking jamming, dude. Like, one guy would play one part, and then, like, they were very to their own tune, you know? Like, when Bruce Springsteen would come in, he'd kind of do, like, his fucking, you know, and then, like, when Paul McCartney come in, it'd be, like, the melodic, you know, like, you know, Paul McCartney does, and then Dave Grohl come in is like just fucking making noise, you know? It was cool stuff.
Right on.
I did watch the Grammys after all. I said I didn't. I did.
Yeah, you bastard.
You know what I did when the Grammys were going on?
Getting drunk.
I worked.
Oh. Making that gruel for those old people.
Anyways, the point I bring up for Paul McCartney is that it ties into something that happened recently, and I felt sad about it. I wanted to talk about it on the show. Me and my wife went to Vegas. To get married, actually, in 2010. And we stayed there for a few days or whatever it was. But we wind up going to... we stayed in the Monte Carlo. No, that's not true. The Mirage. And in the Mirage, they have the Beatles, that Love Show. We didn't see that show, but they have...
Good
like a,
show.
Yeah?
I've seen it.
Good. I want to see it, but she was like, I don't care.
Huh?
I've never been to Vegas.
What the fuck?
Never.
Wow. A drinker like you would appreciate a town like that.
I'm pretty sure.
I get that
every fucking time he says, like,
dude, you can walk around with drinking like crazy. Yeah. That's like...
But I'm pretty sure...
I think that'd be death to me.
Yeah, I think he'd like...
but it'd be worth it, though. It'd be a valiant death.
I'm pretty sure with you having a kid soon, I'm pretty sure you'd make it sometime soon.
It'd be a valiant death, I'm telling you.
Actually, it might be very soon. Because I have to get that shit out of my system before the baby comes.
We're going in March, dude. Should go. I'm just saying.
Give me a date.
Just putting it out there. Pretty much, I got a. My wife bought me a glass from there, a Beatles glass. It's the same as this fucking Abbey Road picture here. The Beatles, as you see them there, are wrapped around this glass, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the other day, I went. My wife was, I forgot what she was, but I went shopping with my kids. I had to get groceries. I come home, so I'm carrying all the groceries. No one's helping me because they're little kids. I come in the house. The Beatles glass is sitting on the fucking countertop. I got my hands full. I put the bags on top of the counter. It knocks over the glass. It breaks. Oh. I was like, fuck. I felt sad because I love that glass. You know, I don't know why I was sitting there like that, but I pick it up and it's, you know, it's the top of the glass, like half of it is broken. Like, and it's like, not shattered, but like a big chunk of it ripped out. Two big chunks.
It's broken.
And so, yeah, pretty much broken.
It broke.
And so I'm like,
it's got missing pieces and they won't fit.
Wait. Well, I'm trying to describe that it didn't completely shatter.
Yeah.
The whole glass was pretty much intact.
Broke. Yeah.
But a big chunk of it fell, like was broken off. And so I look at it. I'm like, fuck, dude, I don't believe this. And I happen to be looking at it closely and I'm like, oh shit. I look at all four of the Beatles, right? And two of them are fine, weren't touched. But two of them were broken in half.
The two dead ones?
The two dead ones. Isn't that fucking crazy?
Snaps.
John Lennon and George Harrison were snapped in half.
That's some Final Destination kind of stuff.
Yeah, right, and the other two are totally fine. Not touched, not cracked, not a splice, nothing. The other two were fucking broken in half. Laying on the countertop. Wasn't that crazy?
You're a curandero.
What's that mean?
Witchcraft?
What'd you say?
Witch boy?
What, say it again?
Curandero.
Curandero?
Yeah.
A male witch.
Wow. One of those. Crazy, right?
This, let me just tell you, this is the guy that heavily told me not to use the Ouija board during the Halloween show.
That was you?
Never. I don't even talk about that bullshit, dude. I'm against all that crap.
Yeah.
heavily because I've experienced it and it's nothing fun, dude. Fuck all that crap, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck all that crap.
What's wrong with me?
I know. I told him, like, don't do it. Fucking don't fucking do that shit, dude.
He was messaging me. Don't do it. Don't do it at all. Don't even touch it.
Yeah.
Don't even look at it. You know?
Right.
And we did it.
No, we
straight
didn't do
up,
it.
Dude.
Don't we didn't do we it. Did, we did next big, best thing. We scared the shit out of somebody.
A religious guy. Religious Catholic. All right. Now it's time for I Fancy That.
It's beautiful. It's
beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Wonderful.
It's I Fancy That.
Fancy.
All right. Paolo, I think you're up first.
Yeah, you know, the only thing I really do want to say is I think out of this this interview, you know, it reached extremes, but I really do want to say that as far as me and my fucking nipple is...
Your nipple's vibrating?
Yeah, my nipple's vibrating. as far as I do want to say is that... I went through a really hard time in my life when I was young, and I went through it alone. And then when I met this guy, I saw him going through the same thing, and I knew how hard it was to go through something alone. Like it's fucking incredibly hard to go through something like that, what he went through and what I went through. And that's why we became friends. And then after we became friends, it was just a contest of just making us laugh. Like, just making each other laugh. Like, that was just the whole point. And that's how we got to the point that we are. I am actually going to be the godfather to his baby. His baby's going to be born in June. Nice. I'm actually, I can say this proudly, the reason why.
Salute. Cheers to that, guys. Salute. My baby.
I'm actually the reason why he has the balls and has had the balls to be with. And you're agreeing. He has and has had the balls to be with the woman that he's with. She is a fucking badass motherfucker, Joanna. Joanna.
What's up?
She's going to hear the whole fucking thing. Yeah. Guaranteed.
She's
heard a few. I hope so. I think she's heard a few.
She's fucking.
Yeah, she's cool people.
The thing is, she's fucking. All right. I had. Well, I don't want to say it.
That's neither here nor there.
Anyways. No, I don't want to. I don't want to. But she is a badass motherfucker.
He bought my mom.
Look, hold on. The whole point that I'm trying to bring up with this whole conversation is that
you fancy that.
I went through a really fucked up.
He fancies me is what he's trying to say.
I went through a really fucked up moment in my life. I went through it by myself. I knew how much. It sucked.
It was relatable with what Rod was going through.
Yeah. It sucked. I'm telling you, it sucks really bad. Yeah. Going through some certain things in your life by yourself. I saw him. I saw how much of a fucking intelligent, badass motherfucker he was.
Yeah.
I didn't want him to go through it. So I went through him with it. I what we call it is we kneel down. Get ourselves in that hell. We went through like a lot of bars on like a lot of fucked up.
We went to 28 bars in a month.
We went through a lot of bars.
Man. Bullshit.
Only thing I'm saying is that I was a fucked up person. I saw him. I saw that he had a lot of integrity. He was a good man. He was honest. And I envied a lot of things from him. And, I saw that he didn't have any guidance, he didn't have any self-confidence, he didn't have anything that could help him get over this one person that was so mad, mm-hmm. so bad for him. And we just kind of dived into our own little hell, and I went down there with him, a lot of alcohol, a lot of strippers, a lot of fucking dirty whores, and we went down there, remember? We went down there, a lot of fucking dirty stuff.
Hell and back.
He said, we forged our friendship through fire. And we really did. I'm really proud of that. this man has a beautiful wife. He has a good, promising career. He has a son coming.
It's going to be a boy, huh?
A boy. Right on. Coming in the next 3 years.
3 months.
Yeah, 3 months.
That was a long pregnancy, huh?
When I first met him.
When I first met him,
the only thing I ever wanted was a wife, a kid, and a stable life. And that's what he has now.
But when I met him, it was all about self-destruction. That's what it is. He said he wanted Team Low Rod. That's what Team Low Rod is.
Oh, that's why.
Think the stories that you got on the way over here were better than what we shared.
Well, that's what I was trying to tell you when I was telling him. Everything that we're saying right now, see, he may not be used to it. I'm used to it. And this is you guys all the time. But the stories that weren't said on the discussion was because Team Low kind of went a little bit too long with
more
it.
More than Rod.
Yeah.
So, what are we? I'm raising the roof.
Yeah.
You know what?
Wait, so what the hell was your fancy that?
What the fuck is a fancy that?
Oh my god.
I don't know what that means.
His fancy.
He fancies Rod.
What's that? I don't know what the fuck that means.
All right, just say that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Say what?
So you're talking about your friendship then?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And you just say.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay, this is what happens. This is the bit. You say what you all you just said, and at the end you say, and so I fancy that.
Just like that.
Hold on.
Let's hear that.
No, I hear the fancy thing. I I'm not trying to play it off or whatever. What I do fancy, you know what this guy told me like No. What this guy told me like a month ago or 2 months ago.
Yeah.
He's like, we're gonna get our own place. And as soon as we get our own place, you're gonna come over and we're gonna continue what we've been doing, like as far as talking about life, as far as like, man, this guy's gonna have a kid. I told him he's gonna have two fucking dads. Maybe we're gonna be drunk as balls, but
maybe the two drunk dads can equal one. Okay, dad.
Yeah.
One coherent dad.
What is the name of that dog on the Super Bowl commercial?
I didn't see the Super Bowl.
Get some or something like that?
I don't know.
We go.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Here we go.
You should name your kid Rodrigo. We go.
I tried to name the kid, and she wouldn't listen to me. Anyways.
Paulo.
What?
Is that what you want to name the baby?
No, I wanted to name the baby something else, but Joanna didn't want to listen to me because he was...
Why should it be the mother's choice, right?
No, it was her choice if it was a boy. It was my choice if it was a girl.
Oh.
Why would you pick that side? Why wouldn't you pick the boy?
Yeah, that actually
He's smart. He actually got what he wanted.
You know what? Girls love their dads and boys love their moms.
I get it.
Nothing like blowjob-ish, but seriously.
I'm telling you, I've only dealt with fucking women with father
issues. Yeah, that's them, not me, I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what he says.
Well, women. Didn't Nietzsche say that every woman wants to fuck her dad and every boy wants to fuck his mom?
That was Oedipus Rex complex.
No, but I'm saying.
Like, yeah, no.
That's what it was for me. She was going to pick the boy, and I was going to pick the girl. And
okay,
she picked the boy for me. Like, yeah. I mean, she wants to name the boy my fucking name.
Dude. Did she graduate from high school? I'm just asking. She didn't graduate from high school, right?
What does that have to do with anything?
Can you just say, I fancy that?
Okay, he fancies that. Anyways, that's what it was.
Johanna graduated from Cal School.
Just say, listen, Paulo, say, I fancy that.
Whoa, what does that mean, though?
Oh my
Just
God.
Do it.
I don't want to. No. Right. I fancy Miranda Kerr, Salma Hayek, salsa tequila, fucking some good-ass pizza, and hold on.
A blowjob?
What did we see? That fucking proportionate stripper. She had good hips. And good titties. She paid for the titties, but she had good hips. She got them proportionally put. It was great the way she did it.
I don't know.
Nice.
I don't know her fucking name either, but you respected that. You saw the way she had those fucking hips. Fucking beautiful hips. Nice ass. She had a little cottage cheese. But, but she was good in the face and she had some titties.
And good in the titties.
Yeah.
Okay, we gotta say I fancy that.
Okay, so that his
fancy. I don't know. What,
that's his fancy.
Alright, run.
I want to hear him say it. He's Mr. fucking anti, you know, establishment. Just say it.
I fancy that. That's...
I fancy Salma Hayek. That's it.
Nice. Say I fancy that.
Alright. I fancy Salma Hayek.
Say I fancy that.
I fancy Salma Hayek.
Say I fancy that.
I fancy Salma Hayek.
You probably have to leave
now. Fancy Salma Hayek. I fancy Salma Hayek and Ariane Celeste. I fancy them.
Oh, she's hot.
Well, don't talk about her. She's my girl.
He gets mad. He gets mad that I like sure the Playboy. Pretty sure she's not your girl.
Mm-hmm. That never happened, but okay.
Was she in Playboy?
No.
Oh.
Not really.
Wait. You say Ariane Celeste is hot?
Yeah.
And you asked me if she's in Playboy?
Yeah.
Holy shit, you gotta get your shit together.
Don't talk about her.
What do you mean?
She is in Playboy, homie.
She is?
Yeah.
No.
She did
naked.
Naked.
How come he said no?
It got leaked.
Because he thinks he's in a boat of his own.
Don't.
Alright, go run.
Anyway,
I fancy.
Whatever.
You really need to
whatever.
Check that one out.
My balls. No.
Not my frills. You know what? Like he said, and he elaborated for.
But he wouldn't say I fancy that, years. And I'm deeply offended by that.
I'm raising the roof.
He comes on my show here and doesn't say I fancy that.
I'm raising the roof. Thank you for having me on your show.
Then say I fancy that. That's how you can thank me.
I don't want to say it.
Jeez.
I don't want to say it.
You will never be invited back.
I don't give a fuck.
It's over.
I'll start my own fucking.
This will never be aired. I will cut all of you out of this show.
Who gives a shit? I don't give a fuck. Do it. I don't care.
Say I fancy that. You know what I'm going to do? Say that. Say that. Will you say that?
I've said that many times.
You're messing with the wrong person.
Will you say that?
Hell no.
Just say that.
No way.
You know what I'm going to do? Fuck you then. I'm going to go through the show, pick three words out of all the shit you've said tonight, and make you say I fancy that. That's what I'm going to do.
Go ahead.
He's going to like, watch.
Hold on. You will know, I will know, he will know, and he will know what the truth is. So I don't know.
It doesn't matter. I will still have my victory in the end.
Get your victory. That is my integrity.
You bullheaded fuck. I will get you. I will get you.
Get it.
All right.
I fancy that. Get it.
I've got him with days too. I told him I didn't.
What do you got?
I get him all the time and I fancy that.
Ball clubs.
Go.
Ball clubs.
Rod.
And of all the shit that he just
Uniballs.
Said.
Uniballs.
Yeah.
Everything that he said, it's the truth, dude. I owe him a lot. Mm-hmm. And I owe him who I am. And this woman that I have in my life right now, she's everything to me, and she's gonna be my fucking mom's baby. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but she's everything I've ever wanted in a woman. She's amazing. That's what I fancy, dude.
Nice.
Serious. No bullshit.
No, she's a shit.
Behind every good man is a great woman.
She, dude.
No.
Cliche. She is.
No, she's not behind me, dude. She's with me.
She's fucking.
Wow, he just stepped all over your.
Yeah, mind. Dude. She's fucking badass, man. Like that, that's. That's
right,
a fucking badass.
No,
hey, you know what? Don't be jealous. Don't get sour about it. Don't get sour.
I'm not sour.
Well, I'm just saying, don't
let me lick him.
Don't bring me down.
Let me lick him.
She's fucking badass.
No, but that for real. That's what it is.
Joanna's a shiznit.
Okay, what you say at the end, I fancy that?
I fancy that, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Nice.
Thank you. I respect you, not you. Lito, what do you got?
Oh, well, whatever.
He likes balls, right. And he fancies...
I fancy...
The balls?
Not the balls, not the dick, not the cock. I fancy the shit that you take when you come home from a long day of work. The shit that's been brewing, the shit that's been trying to come out. You know, sometimes you can't do it at work because there's other people around. So when you get home and you let it go, that's always the best. And I fancy that.
Nice. I can appreciate that.
Yeah. Kitty cat?
Dude, the thing is with my work, I love my job, dude.
Well,
I'm talking about a little shit.
He poisons old people all day. That's what he does.
You know what the old person tries to run, dude? He can't.
He poisons old people. That's what he does for a living.
Here's what I fancy. the world today is getting a little weird, right? Mm-hmm. I think we all can agree on that.
With the homosexuals being able to marry each other?
Yeah, 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 that's not good.
I really... Love homosexuals? Yeah, I have a lot of fucking gay friends, man. They have balls,
just
man.
Just say you love homosexuals.
How do their balls feel? I support the gay community, man. They got balls, man. They got.
How do they taste?
They taste actually like bacon and like eggs.
They taste and like eggs. Denny's.
But
Denny...
No, man.
Oh, I thought you meant Dave.
The gay community is
meatbox.
Is you know. I respect the gay community because they have everything going towards them, and they're like, "Fuck you! I'm a fucking fag. I like dicks in my fucking asshole. I like sucking dicks, and I like fucking Bette Midler, and I like all that
Bette
bullshit."
Bette Midler,
but they don't give a fuck.
No one likes Bette Midler, by the way.
No. Hey, boy.
Gays do, I guess. Huh?
Yeah,
but
yeah, older gays.
But.
Not knowing he's talking to.
They don't. No. They don't give up.
Your gay friends like Bette Midler, honestly?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Why?
Because they're young, right?
It's Broadway.
Wait, do you have old friends?
Maybe. It's Broadway, though.
Oh, that's the way you go, huh?
It's Broadway, man. They like Broadway.
Do you like.
No, not. What are they, cougars when they're men?
Do you like the feeling of an older man caressing your hair while he's holding you?
No, man.
I like that.
I'm sure you do, man.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You know what? I just think he's threatening me.
He's
with
been
like,
doing that a lot.
I just think you're telling me
that all night, dude.
You're telling me like the wrong things. I can just counter with this like the worst stuff. You know what?
I don't know what you're saying.
You don't want to know. No, man. The whole point of this one was. Gay people, I like them. They're cool.
Nice.
You know, okay. They do what they like to do.
You said I love homosexuals.
I like them. I love homosexuals, man. I was best friends with a homosexual when I was in high school. He's a fucking badass motherfucker. I think it takes a lot of balls to do it.
Literally, balls after balls after.
Yeah,
balls.
Yeah, it does.
We had a whole show about this last week.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
The balls special.
Yeah.
One of my really good friends was on.
Yeah.
Happens to be gay.
Yeah, yeah. You know, if I was...
I'm right there with you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I respect him.
He's saying what he's saying, you know. We're making fun of him, but it really is.
I'm not making fun of him.
No, we're making fun of you.
I do like to make... Well, you're making fun of me, but yeah.
No, we hear you, dude.
Well, anyways.
And we hear them.
I think it's weird the way things are going, and it might sound stupid what I'm going to say, but... I do fancy the little things when somebody. I didn't say it. When okay, for example, when you go to the bank, right, and they make you swipe your card to make a transaction.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to the banks at all, some people don't. They say, for example, my name is James. They'll say, "Oh, so James, how was your day so far?" And it's like, I'm not a prude, but a little part of me is like, don't fucking call me James. You know, what are you saying? Like, so the people that say. Oh, how you doing today, sir? You know, people that say sir still. Like, you know, that little thing back from the past, like that of respect. You know, if you call someone by their first name, they're either your buddy or they're your family, you know? And it might sound stupid, but I fancy that when they do that shit. And when someone, sir. You know, a stranger still says sir to you, you know?
It's public etiquette.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I like that. So, I fancy that.
Nice. Bring back the public decency.
Yeah.
Instead of, hey, chief. Hey, boss.
Look over there.
I get called captain every now and then.
I've used that one every now and then.
Calls you captain?
Well, I don't want to tell you about the guys that butt fuck me, but you know, I get called captain. You know,
the general then calls you captain, huh?
What's like, that on your poop deck? Oh, that's just my captain.
Yeah, I just you know, he fucked me too hard. I pooped.
Fuck captain. Oh,
wow.
All right. Now the bright side of life is over, and we're on to the dirty side, and now it's time for the fuck you moment.
Now let's keep going.
And here we go.
Fuck you!
All right. Balo. Balo.
Yeah.
You're up.
Yeah.
Who's your fuck you? What or who is your fuck you moment to?
What does that mean, though? Like, you gotta
explain.
Who
the fuck do you hate?
What do you like? You know what? I disagree with that. Fuck that. Something you feel strongly you disagree with.
It could be a person, it could be a company, place, it could be a situation, it could be a fucking idea, anything.
Religion.
Yeah, you just want to say fuck you to something. Yeah.
And I know you listen to Rage Against Machines, so trust
me. Okay, hold on. I don't know if I'm going to get the right kind of people, but I just hate, like, ignorant, retarded people. But let me just tell you the story.
Well, I got to start off by saying fuck you to fill in the blank.
Yeah.
That's the way the show goes.
It's part of the show. Come on.
I know. Okay, I'm trying.
So you say, fuck you to ignorant people.
Fuck you, stupid whores. Whatever. I don't give a shit. Whatever. Okay, look. Check this shit out. Hold on. Check this balls out.
Yeah, play by own rules.
Hold on. So I'm on Facebook. Okay, the other night, and I see... yeah, that's my dad. So I'm on Facebook, and I see this picture... of Whitney Houston.
Oh, you already did this one.
Did I do it already?
Yes, you did. Yes.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm mad about. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. This is what I'm mad about. This fucking this picture of Whitney Houston and Amy Winehouse and Charlie Sheen doing their shit. These fucking stupid ass girls. They're like, this is so disrespectful, and this is so, why would you do this? Is this your fucking grandma? Is your fucking aunt?
Like they know her.
Yeah, like what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, I can promise you, those two girls, I can honestly provide photographic or... He just shook his head. I can provide proof of how they were so much more insensitive to the fact of that. And you know what the thing is that they're just looking for
your attention.
Yeah. Not Facebook attention. Oh, yeah, social attention.
I feel that, yeah.
It just pissed me off. It's just one of those things like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh no, I totally get that. You know what I mean? Everybody wants to jump on the on the hot train before it leaves town. You
get
out
of here!
Everybody wanted to jump on the. I'm a fucking New York Giants fan.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see so and so in the Grammys? Did you see I love Whitney since The Bodyguard?
That's
bullshit. It's all bullshit.
Like that shit really, really pissed me off. But I didn't really want to get into like an internet like fight.
Okay. So now you're telling them, fuck you.
Fuck you and your ball sack. You know what? And the thing is, I have a lot of stories that I can say about the parties. I have...
The one about the butt?
I have a lot of stories I can tell. But I just...
Save from the accusations. That's just not...
All right, my turn.
Yeah, your turn.
No, what was the question?
Fuck you. Fuck you moment.
All right, I have a lot of fuck you moments because I'm pretty much angry at the world. just in this morning I was listening. Sorry, Kevin and Bean. and they were talking about this teacher that was fired because she prostituted when she was very young. She was a younger girl, and she prostituted whatever she did in her life. You know, she was living in a poor world. But she got her master's. She started teaching. No, she got her shit together.
Yeah.
They fired her because they found out that she was a prostitute when she was younger. Now she can't get a job anywhere else.
But she's very educated. She had her master's.
She's,
yeah. It's like, what the fuck?
Her past caught up to her. That
so I'm saying my fucking moment, like, fuck you, world.
People are so retarded. Because
people are stupid. God. Like, seriously, she's educated. She's amongst the, you know, I didn't go to school. Dude, fuck the school, dude. Yeah. Fuck the world and fuck the school, too.
I don't agree with that. I like to go to school. I'm educated. I want to keep getting educated, but keep going ahead. I understand the thought process.
But yeah, no. She can't get a job anywhere else, anywhere, ever for the rest of her life because she was a prostitute. When she was a lot younger.
It's because of what they said.
Religious groups. Number one. Religious groups. That's bullshit.
Like Jesus. Okay, so my fucking moment is
you know
fuck
what?
Jesus.
Oh, wow. Hold on.
I didn't say it. I didn't say it.
Hold on. I understand that thought process, but Jesus was a... I really do understand. I really... Hold on. I think Jesus was a fucking stand-up comic. I really do. Hold on. Listen. Wait. To this.
What's that sound? It's me rolling listen away from to this.
Jesus was a stand-up comic. He would go and he would go to these towns and he's like saying all this shit and he's like, some motherfuckers will be like, damn, this guy, I gotta follow this guy. I really understand what he's saying. He's fucking funny as shit. He says, you know, fucking girls should fucking wash your feet with their hair and he, you know, he don't need no fucking, you know, he don't need no fucking shit. He just fucking needs water at his party.
He don't need no water. Out. Let the motherfucking
exactly,
burn.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know who else does that? Politicians.
Yes. Hold on. I really do want to tell this story.
I don't believe Jesus was funny. He cannot have been funny.
I really do think. I really do think he was a funny motherfucker. Hold on. I don't know how else you can get someone to follow you. But Jesus was like, you know what? I'm going to say all this shit. This shit is funny. And you get these motherfuckers. He's like, you know what? I don't know. He says some good things. They're kind of funny. You know, I like the way he says it. It's funny. So I went to his party. It was whack. He had a bunch of fucking water. But you know what else he did? When all the fucking stupid people left, he turned that fucking water into wine. And it was all wine. And we were all kicking it. And all the bitches. All of a sudden, they were all like fucking stuck up. But they started.
There's bitches now?
There's bitches.
Oh.
They started washing our feet with their hair.
Made Madeline?
Yeah.
You're stuck on this washing the feet with hair thing. Huh?
Yeah. That never happened, dude.
Hold on. You know, it's part of the story. Maybe it happened. There. Maybe okay. It did. Maybe it didn't. I'm just saying, why would you follow this guy if he wasn't that funny? But I'm just saying, what Judas was just like, you know, he was just like his friend.
The warm-up act.
He was just his friend that didn't
he was
like.
Sideshow Bob.
Yeah, he was Sideshow Bob. He's like.
Sideshow Bob.
You know.
He wanted to take over yeah. Krusty's show.
Jesus was
and
like.
So that's why he tried to frame him in that murder.
Jesus.
Or he tried to frame him in robbing the Quickie Mart.
Jesus.
He got him crucified.
Yeah. Jesus was. Oh. Yeah. Jesus was like, you know what? This motherfucker, he's got a nipple dick. Everyone started laughing at that motherfucker. And they're like,
Bob had big feet.
And then he was like, well.
Nipple dick, big feet, same thing.
Nipple dick.
Okay. Yeah, big and small.
And they all started laughing at him.
In jail.
That's what I, you know. That's what I look at the Middle East. They don't have a sense of humor. Hold on. Okay, I'm turning it into this. Hold on. Don't interrupt me. I'm going to fucking roll.
Politics, no. Politics are going to last forever. No.
Wasn't this Rod's fucking moment?
Okay. What's going on? Here?
Finish it up, Rod.
I don't even remember what I started talking about.
You're talking about fucking Jesus.
No, that's not what it was.
I thought I was telling a pretty good story, but.
You went to politics. It was a good story, but you went to politics.
That wasn't a story.
I don't know what the hell you were doing. You were just talking.
Can I just keep going?
No.
No.
Because that's going to be a 45-minute conversation.
I told you.
You said fuck you to people for, man, what was the reason?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Because of the prostitute that she got caught.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm saying.
Keeping her brother down.
Yeah, no, I'm saying like, what the fuck? You know what?
She got her
education and she bettered herself. So why the fuck not, dude?
Yeah,
it's bullshit.
Forget about the past, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. She didn't rape anybody. She didn't kill anybody.
And I've been with a prostitute.
Jesus.
It had nothing to do with the.
It's not
the
bad.
Job,
it's not a bad thing. All
right, so close it out.
$1 is not a bad thing.
Close it out. What do you want to say to people that hold people down?
I'm just saying.
Prostitutes aren't bad people. I've been with them.
So I'm just saying, you know what? She bettered herself. You know what? You know, she paid her dues. She did a lot better than I did in my life. So I'm just saying, fuck them, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Good.
I've been with prostitutes. I never paid for it once.
Lito, what do you got?
All right. So mine's not going to go as far as those ones, but.
Why are you getting mad at me?
I like that one, actually.
Yeah,
because it's always they and them, and it's stopping somebody from the reason. So what I'm gonna say is, fuck you to the infomercials late at night that have the horrible actors trying to sell this machine that Julian cuts a potato in 10 seconds, and it's fucking bullshit.
What the fuck was that? Oh my god! I'm sorry, Jesus. I was kidding.
I saw it too. Right?
What the fuck was that? Was there a fucking interference in here?
There's like
no, hold on.
The lights got brighter for a second.
I thought the lights turned off.
Dude, I gotta crucify my nuts, dude. I need these motherfuckers.
Hey, It's all about the aliens, man. Look, he'll check it on his fucking audio. He'll fucking hear something.
There's nothing. Anyways, go ahead.
So, anyways.
If there was video, dude, they'd see a fucking alien right next to you.
Whatever.
Shut the fuck up, boy. You're being stupid.
Ancient aliens. Watch it.
Good show.
I believe it.
Ancient aliens.
All right. I'm done. Fucking moment. Like I said, to the infomercial actors that are, try this brand new sticky stuff. It'll stick a door to a boat and no water will go in. It just bothers the shit out of me.
Talking Chinese? I don't know what the fuck.
That's why it's my fucking moment, not yours.
I didn't understand what you're saying.
No, go ahead.
Right. I mean, I just think, you know what? TV's not the right place to sell shit, especially stupid shit. So, you know what? I think a salesman has a bum rap as it is because most people think that we're sharks. And you have these fucking jokesters on TV that are just making these fucking ridiculous fucking things, and it's just ridiculous. So I say fuck you to the infomercial actors. Throw some realism in there. You know what? I sometimes look at these products and I go, that is kind of cool. That would probably be useful in my life. I don't buy that shit because, you know what? I buy the person selling me the shit. I don't buy the shit selling me.
I want pizza.
So you're saying you're not going to buy ShamWow because he be the hooker?
ShamWow does not work.
I would buy it because he fucking cleaned up hooker blood with it.
I know. I don't think that worked too bad because he went into jail. No, I bought a ShamWow. I bought a ShamWow at the block of Orange. Because this dude was showing it off.
You're a dumbass. Why would you do that?
You didn't buy it on TV, dude. You're a retard.
Why not?
Why would you do that?
Why would I do what? Spend all my money on what I want to buy?
Why would you really buy that at the block?
It doesn't matter what you
buy.
No,
it does matter.
Why?
Like, because it is $20 out of your pocket. Are you telling me? Like, you're really, like, amazing me right now. You're going to the block and you see some fucking retard, like, what is he, spilling up fucking spaghetti sauce or, like, bird shit, and you're really gonna give him 20 of your dollars, it doesn't matter how many fucking dollars you make off, you know, whatever your life, are you fucking kidding me? You see this fucking retard, like, fucking cleaned up, like, dog or bird or...
He's talking about the dude when you go into the fucking Santa Fe swap meet.
I get that. Like I said.
Okay.
I didn't buy it for that.
Okay, why would you buy it?
Are you going to let me talk?
I'm trying to.
No, you're not.
No, I really do want to stop you at the point where you really...
He just said fuck you to them, and you're fighting his same point, dude.
Exactly. You keep on going on with this fucking bullshit about, like, you're fighting us against the system and, like, this and that. We're talking about the same thing here.
You bought it.
Okay, so what? This was years ago. I'm talking about right now.
How many years?
Doesn't matter, you angry bastard.
Yeah, relax.
He just said fuck you to them. That's what he feels right now. And you keep fighting him about that.
I'm a fighter. What am I going to do?
Yeah, we can tell.
You're going to listen.
Take the gloves off. You're amongst friends. Take the gloves off.
Yeah, God damn it. You're amongst friends. Dude, how many times do I listen to you? All the time.
Except when
When what?
That's the problem. If it's not about him, he doesn't like it. Right? Am I right?
Well, you can think what you want if that's what you think.
I'm saying right now.
You can listen to the last 2-3
hours.
I'm
telling you, bro. That's what I'm telling you. We're talking about the same thing right now, and you're still arguing me.
I don't remember what the fuck we were talking about.
Exactly. You see? So fuck your infomercial guys.
And fuck Paul for not remembering what I just said 2 minutes ago.
What? Yeah. I'm supposed to remember everything? Yes. Fuck you. Get not the fuck out of my face.
At least 2 minutes.
Nah, get out of here.
At least 2 minutes.
How many strippers did you?
What does that matter?
Wow.
I just stopped you with the.
All right, my fucking moment. Jesus Christ. Did you close it out?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Fucking infomercial.
I don't remember. Anyways, my fucking moment is.
You keep on doing that.
Oh, she's proportionate.
My fuck you is to Redbox for this reason. Because they should have a particularly different slot for returning your videos than when you're fucking getting them. Because me and Corey talked about this in detail one night.
Wait, who? What Corey?
What?
What Corey?
Yeah, listen to the show. Anyways, so the Redbox sucks because if you want to return your video, like, for example, I went to return the video before the fucking deadline, which is like 9 o'clock. It was like 8:30. That's when everybody's there, you know? And there was a line super long. And I'm waiting just to return a fucking... I don't even want to get another fucking movie. I just want to return my movie. But the line is so damn long, and you got to wait because you have to return your fucking video. And this guy...
You got to share himself. Don't worry about it.
This guy's just a fucking mess, huh? If it's not about him, he doesn't care.
What the fuck? If we're like, not talking about you, just let him talk. Just let him talk. All right.
You know what the show's about? It's about fuck you to somebody.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Paulo.
To the red box?
Yeah. It's his thing. You're not him.
To the red box? You're not him.
You're so cool. You don't care about anything.
I don't give a shit about anything. That's
all you care about is banging whores.
Rod, you're Paulo. I'm Miguel.
And you're really going to be mad at the red box?
It's a fucking one dollar. Listen, you stupid fuck. It's a bit.
It's $1 to rent a movie that they charge you.
It's a bit.
$10.
Listen.
See you at the movie theater.
Are you retarded? You know what the show is?
The show is funny.
The show is supposed to be entertaining. You're taking everything so fucking literal when it's not.
Dude.
This show's about bullshit, dude.
He's not standing in front of bullshitting. No, you're not bullshitting. He's not standing in front of Redbox like...
Yeah,
I'm not Redbox!
I'm not protesting with a fucking sign, dude. It's a fucking bit.
Get those Jesus fuckers in the corner.
It's a bit. You know what that means? You know what a bit is?
Yeah, it's like Kevin Bean's...
It's a comedy fucking bit, dude. You don't get mad about it. It's just shit talk. That's all it is. You're taking it too personal. You're taking it too personal. It's a fucking joke. All right? Take it easy, man. You're cutting down everything the whole fucking night. Just relax and go with the flow. It's a fucking show to have fun.
I really thought I was the fucking the person that takes
what the voice of reason.
Yeah,
no, you're not. You're a fucking downer. You're the downer.
It's ha-has, dude.
Yeah, you accused me of being a downer earlier, but you're the fucking downer. Just go with it.
Yeah.
Go with it.
I don't know. Maybe we don't have the same sense of humor.
Maybe one of us is just way drunker than the other one. That's all.
It's ha-has.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Redbox.
But I understand, dude. I've been there, sitting in line, and waiting for more.
This guy's the voice of reason right here.
No, that's why you like him so much.
I've been a Redbox, too. It is fucking horrible.
Dude, you're sitting there fucking waiting for people to put their fucking discs in and take forever to...
How many times... I've been a Redbox, like, one night where it's like 10, 15 people deep.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, I wanted to jump in line just to see what was cool, and then I go, oh, wait, the line stops at a Redbox.
My point is, I paid
$2 for a fucking ditch just because I didn't want to win that fucking
My whole
money.
Point of the whole fucking thing before he blew it all was there was two machines together in this one store. This one guy was on one. Huh?
Walmart.
No, it was at Albertsons. Oh. This one guy was on one machine, and he was just scrolling through the fucking screens. Just kept scrolling. And every once in a while, we'd turn around to see who's behind him. See how many people are in fucking line. And he wasn't selecting anything. He just kept pressing.
He was just being a looky-loo.
Yeah, not even that, dude. He was just, I think he was high, and he was calling somebody.
I got two more minutes.
I think he called his mom, dude. I think he called his mom because he goes, can I get two? Can I get two movies?
Can I get two?
Can I just take 5 seconds where I don't watch movies. I've never been to the red
line. It doesn't matter what you
do. Well, hold on.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I'm apologizing. I'm sorry. No. I've never been to the red whatever.
Red box.
I'm apologizing.
I'm gonna take Paulo tomorrow, and then he's gonna be like, "Oh yeah, fuck you, red box."
Okay, I'm saying.
He's gonna punch
you
and shit.
Well, if you've never been there before, why are you talking shit? I don't get it.
Because it's retarded. Like, why would you say
it is
that much
retarded? That's the whole
life?
Point. That's the whole
well,
fucking
that's
point.
Well, that's why I'm talking that's... shit because it's stupid.
Again,
but hold
you're
on.
You're arguing the same.
Yeah,
hold
you're
on.
Arguing about the same thing.
Hold on.
Let him finish.
Let me oh, just say.
Let him finish.
I know, but let me just say my one thing. I'm sorry. I've never
Can you
stood.
Censor him?
I've never stood outside of a red zone or whatever. I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not really a fan of watching movies. I'm really sorry.
Have you been in the AutoZone?
Yeah, I have been in the AutoZone.
Okay, let's do this.
I apologize. No,
I'm
stupid.
I apologize. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to all of you. Fuck you, Redbox, for making me wait to return my video. When that's all I want to do.
I don't know what the fuck that shit
is. All I want to do, return my video. I don't want to wait in line for all these idiots to be selecting their shit and wasting time and having this idiot call his mom while he's high to ask if he can get two movies. So fuck you, Redbox. He wants to spend an extra...
Fuck you! $1 he has to call his mom?
Pretty much.
Are they a dollar?
They raised the price to like $1.20
Did he charge? Did they?
Yeah.
I only get Blu-rays though, so I don't know.
That's like $1.35 or some shit. $1.40
Yeah, I don't know.
It's $1.50
Oh, okay.
I went to a Redbox yesterday at Save-On's and I was looking through shit and like this guy's like, I'm like, oh shit, I'm not getting anything. Let me move it out of the way.
No, but do you know, like, that's what I started doing? If you go to the Redbox and you buy a movie early, like 11, 12, whatever, 1 in the morning, afternoon, whatever, and then you return it before 8, they don't charge you.
Really?
Isn't that serious shit, dude. They don't. If you watch the movie before 8 and you get it that same day, they don't charge you.
No fucking way.
They fucking sent emails saying, oh, you brought this back in the day you rented it, so we're not going to charge you shit. They don't
there you
charge
go, Redbox.
You a shit.
Fuck you. We just found out your fucking weakness.
I do that all the time.
Is that right?
Time.
For real?
I kid you not. You fucking get it.
What was that? That sounded like hobbits.
You get a fucking... next time. Tomorrow. Go to fucking Redbox, whatever, whenever you can. Go to Redbox early in the morning, watch the movie, return it, and it will charge you nothing if you return it within that.
And if it charges me, I'm gonna send the bill to you, okay?
Go ahead. I will pay your dollar.
I will too. I'm gonna try this.
I gotta try this.
Serious, I've done it, dude. They don't charge you shit. They don't charge you shit.
I'm gonna try this.
Okay.
I'm gonna try this.
I guess not fuck you, Redbox.
Fuck Redbox anyways.
The Redbox fuck you is going on, but it's pending.
No, the fuck you is too when you want to return and, you know, no, you should just be allowed to return it.
Fuck
should,
people.
There should be a different hole where you can slide it right in.
Back to my fuck the world.
Right.
Fuck the world.
I agree with
fuck
that.
Fuck people. Yeah. People are stupid, dude. Fuck isn't that what my other ones were?
Yeah. Actually? Yeah, I guess like this whole thing was
I
just
don't like people. Yeah. I don't like people, dude. Fuck people.
You know what? One of the greatest quotes that I can tell him is that we went into nationals. We went to a nationals one time, and it was a pretty full. It was a pretty full night, and what do you call the girl? A waitress.
The waitress. Or, the hostess.
No, you call her something else.
The
host. Like bitch.
The French word.
The whorebag. A French
one? Yeah, they had like a
corset?
Something. Whatever. Hold on.
Corset.
She's a waitress. So she's
I'm
like
a waitress?
Oh, shut the fuck up. So she calls us in and she asks him, where would you like to sit? What he says, hold on.
You told his story.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Alright everybody, good night. It's been it's been a great time.
Good night, people.
I'm not good at memory
Christ.
And stuff.
He told the story, dude.
I'm not good at memory.
No, he told the story, dude. Go back.
Yeah.
Listen to it.
I'm not good at memory. What am I, a memory man?
What is he, a memorist?
He's not a memorologist.
I'm not a fucking scientist.
He's not a librarist.
A memorium or a librarist?
Yeah, librarist.
Alright.
Hey, thank you for having us. Or me, at least.
Balls
I'm all out. But, good night.
Hi, man.